Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies. And we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Hunt. I'm Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
648. And this is the very last live Hair Radio Morning Show broadcast for this year, 2021. And it's also our digital diary. The digital diary is like a daily briefing on the broadcast for the day. So today, yes, we're continuing to celebrate the holiday. Of course, Christmas is Saturday, so we're playing some of our great Christmas songs and some amazing music and sharing so many, many holiday memories with all of you. So we're getting an early start to Saturday right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, coming up today at about 7:30 this morning, New York time, 6:30 Central, it's the Harlem Wheel Report, where we take a close look at some of the cultural happenings and so much more. We're welcoming back, of course, Harlem Wheel with all of that, and just going to be exciting. Sometimes news, sometimes commentary, and always you as a great fan and listener to the broadcast. Now, also, a little later, we're being joined she's making a return of sorts to the broadcast herself. We're talking about the amazing loctician from right here in Brooklyn, New York, Shakora Rodriguez-Bay. Yes, she'll be with us, talking not just about, her hair journey, but also we've got some surprises, and we'll be sharing that when Shakora's on, so definitely you don't want to miss her. And yes, while this is technically our last broadcast, our last live broadcast for this year, 2021, we'll be with you live next week. Yes, at night. It's a very, very special New Year's Eve countdown to midnight. And so you want to tune in Friday night next week, New Year's Eve, for this special countdown. Kind of like the old Dick Clark specials. So he had the Rockin' Eve, but I've got the Kerry Hines Radio Party Eve. So it gets started at 10 o'clock on Friday night, New Year's Eve, and goes a little past midnight. So we'll be counting down. We'll be counting down to the midnight ball drop. So definitely, you want to definitely tune in right here. Again, starting 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Central Time, for this special nighttime version of the Hair Radio Show. But again, please dial the same 516 number that you dialed to listen to today's broadcast. That's 516-453-9458, except we'll be on at night. So definitely tune in live for that. And then, of course, the Hair Radio Morning Show returns to its normal 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Time slot on Tuesday, January 4th. And it's going to be a special day. That particular day, we're celebrating an entire hour for Vet Talk Radio Show, which will air at 8 o'clock on that Tuesday morning. So we're going to be busy. Lots to do while we are taking a little bit of a, just a little bit of a production break and holiday break and all that wonderful good stuff, but not for long. So we are looking forward to spending those holiday moments with you, and that really continues today. So since it is the end of the year, I want to make sure that you guys always stay connected. So please do not forget to visit HAIRadio.com. Let me just say it again. That's HairRadio.com. That's our website. It's spelled with just one R in the middle, so you don't want to forget to do that, particularly during the holidays. It's a good time to visit there and check. We'll put updates there while we are away from the airwaves. I want to take a moment, really, to acknowledge and thank all of the amazing, great guests who have appeared on this broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show over the last 12 months. You've given us so very much to talk about, and that will continue into 2022. We have some amazing folks lined up for January, and I'm quite excited. And we'll talk a little bit more about that and have that information available at hairradio.com. 2021, yes, was an awesome year in terms of broadcasting. We aired over 131 live episodes this year. 131. And that alone is close to about 400 hours of radio airtime. So we're going to continue. And again, that's what makes the Hair Radio Morning Show number one worldwide. So now back to today's broadcast. Again, we are excited. Lots to get to. Again, coming up in just about 7:30 again, New York time, Harlem Wheel returns with the Harlem Wheel Report. And then again, Shakora Arbe, all live today, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I think we got some, a little tidbit from Mary, who I believe is up following the Harlem Will Report. Mary Reed Johnson comes to us from out in the Minneapolis area, and she has been just an amazing contributor to the broadcast, so we're going to check in with her a little bit from Hair Head Heart, and just a lot to get to this morning, so please keep it right here, and more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Stay with us.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Clint Beast on the boom.
You niggas be tripping.
What up, bro? You rocking with State Watch shit. I'm inviting everybody to take a look and listen to see what I got going on. Catch me streaming on all music platforms under Statewide Chip or Statewide Bosses. You can also find me on social media, Statewide Chip on Facebook, Statewide Chip Official on Instagram, and Statewide Chip or Statewide Bosses on YouTube.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we have a very, very special guest with us today. He's from the world of music and writing. Mr. Matthew Knowles, I want to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, Carrie. You know, I've been very fortunate and blessed to have done a whole lot of entrepreneurial types of ventures. And one is for 18 years, I co-owned and co-managed the number one hair salon in Houston for a number of years called Headliners Hair Salon.
Is that really? Well, we
I actually published a hairstyling book, Carrie, called Hair International back in the late 80s and early 90s.
Oh, we have got to talk about that. we got to figure out how you and I should have said music and the literary world on top of everything else. But how in the world did you get from the hair industry into the music industry, or are they kind of like one and the same as a lot of folks believe?
Well, for me, you know, I was in corporate America, and Tina, my former wife. I asked her one day what was her passion, and she said her passion was doing hair and making people. And I said, why don't you go to school, and when you finish school, we'll open a hair salon. And that's what we did. And that hair salon, we used one of the principles that I had learned, because I was selling diagnostic imaging to the medical. And I kind of use, when you go to a doctor's office, they ask you, you know, fill out all these forms, you know, why are you here, tell us your history, and then the nurse comes and take you to the room, and then she weighs you and takes your temperature and asks you why you're there and do your blood pressure. And then a doctor comes, and he looks at that on the door before he walks in. He looks at your patient history and why you're there. What your vitals are, and he's made a decision right there, what you need, he comes see you, and then when he finishes, which is the quickest part of it, is when you see the doctor, he leaves, and then he writes a prescription. And I use that same concept in our hair salon, exactly, having many assistants. The stylist never left the chair, and I thought it was malpractice if a licensed cosmetologist did not continue and complete the service. And that service is home products for the customer. And so maintenance, home maintenance.
Like, yeah,
so that was our philosophy at Headliners.
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you for sharing that. And you helped to add a whole different layer to this today. And we're so excited about it. Thank you very, very much. Now, I have to say, along the line, so the music, how did you get into producing music? I understand that you had, you know, I call it that whole passion for excellence and working for others and so forth and having that entrepreneurial mindset. But is that what kind of led you into music? How did you get into the production of music and that whole aspect?
Well, the production of it, you know, that's as an executive producer, you oversee everything from the studio, the travel, all of the paperwork that's involved, and also occasionally I had the opportunity to co-write Survivor and a couple of other songs with Destiny's Child, and you get into just over time I've been in the field over 24 years now, and you pick up every aspect of it. And if you're passionate and you love it, then you want to learn every aspect of it. And that's what passion does. And, you know, that's my new book, DNA of Achievers, you know, the 10 traits. The first one is passion. You know, are people doing, who's listening right now, are they doing what they're passionate about? Are they doing it for money? It's a big difference.
Well, you know what, let's talk about the DNA of Achievers and the 10 traits. We're not going to give all the traits because I'm going to do like Barbara Walters. We learn from the best. Don't give the top trait just yet. We're going to save that for the book. We want you to pick up this book. It's the DNA of Achievers. Now, the 10 traits of highly successful professionals, you mentioned passion. What are some of the, you know, how do folks recognize their passion? We do tell them that. We tell everyone, you know, pursue your passion. But how do you know what your passion is? Do you have any tips for that?
It's a very simple step. What is that one thing? And the key word here, Carrie, is one thing. Because the mistake most people make is they all over the place. They love this. They love hair. They love fashion. They love makeup. They love da-da-da. You know, that one thing that you become really, really good and maybe even become great if you focused. So what is that one thing that energizes you, excites you, that you go to bed at night thinking about, wake up in the morning, can't wait to do it? And sometimes it's something that nobody even knows because you're embarrassed or ashamed to say, this is really my passion. And I tell everybody, I don't care what that one thing is, if you strive towards getting that one thing right, it will change your life, because if you are passionate about something, then it coexists with work ethics. Because when you are passionate, you don't work. You have fun all day doing what you love. That's why I really focus in on passion. What is that one thing that you just excites you? You can just go running out the door right now because it gives you that much joy and fulfillment inside.
We love that. Now, I do have to ask you, what's that one passion thing for you, Matthew Knowles?
Educate and motivate in the areas of entrepreneurship and music business. I've done it all my life, educate and motivate.
Wow. Well, I have to just let everybody know, you know, you launched one of the most successful, I think it is the top successful female group of all time, you know, Destiny's Child, and award-winning, and you've just done so much. And we're just trying to find out what is it that has created this inside of you. I think that this book, The DNA of Achievers, will tell us a little bit about that. I really do. I know that passion is one of the first traits that you mentioned, but what are some of the other traits that we should really look out for in the DNA of it?
Well, I talk briefly about work ethics because they coexist. You can't have one without the other. You can't have work ethics unless you're passionate about something. And because if you're not passionate, you don't want to. You know, if you hate doing it. You know, how many people wake up and hate going to work every day?
Well, that's kind of like majority of the folks. I think it's very few. God
bless them.
God
bless them, because I've been very fortunate. Seldom. I have, my early days, Goodyear, when I used to work at Goodyear in the summer when I was a young teenager. I was determined to do the job, but I didn't like it. Didn't love it. I was determined, but, it's a certain joy you get of waking up and going to do what you love. Yesterday, I started at 7 o'clock, Carrie, and I, in the morning. I finished at 11 o'clock last night. And I work normally 7 days a week. I go to the office on the weekends or do a ton of emails. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yes.
I love what I'm doing right now, talking to you. I love it.
Oh, thank you, Matthew. That is really, I have to tell you something. We are very honored to have you on the show. And something like this is so critical and important. But I have to go back a little bit. I actually love what you wrote, because I kind of live by this myself. Back when you were working in, I call it like for corporate kind of, you were doing like the sales and, that to me sounds like project management. And when you have so much that you're in charge of and all of that, and you were so successful, even in sales. It just reminds me of myself. I think when you are doing something, like you said, that you are passionate about, even if you're working for others and you're really happy about what you're doing, it's automatically like a success, so to speak. And I just think that you don't necessarily always have to be an entrepreneur if that's not what you're in your spirit to do, or whatever the case may be. But if you do whatever it is that you're supposed to do and you're passionate about and you love it, you can make it into a success and you can feel that success. And I think this was, so I read that line and I thought it was outstanding, when you were working for the other company and, you felt like an entrepreneur is what I'm driving at.
No. Carrie, I teach, one of the courses I teach at Texas Southern University is entrepreneurship in the School of Business.
Mm.
And the first thing that I teach, Carrie, is the biggest mistake and error that I think we make is we think we get confused entrepreneurship and owning a business. They are two different things. Entrepreneurship is a belief. It's a belief. It's a certain makeup. It's like a DNA. It's people that take risk. It's people that are highly energized. It's people that come up with ideas. That's entrepreneurship. There's a lot of people that own businesses that are
not
business owners. They're not entrepreneurs. That's a lot of people that work for other people and are employees, but they are entrepreneurs in how they think, in a day operate. So please don't get that confused.
Okay, that is a very good point, and something that I absolutely need to bear in mind as well. Now, I have to say, and we're gonna definitely get on with some of these wonderful traits. We're going to talk a little bit more about the DNA of achievers. But folks, if you've just joined me, you are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, and today we have a very special guest coming to us. It's Mr. Matthew Knowles. Now, he has written a new book called The DNA of Achievers, and it's 10 traits of highly successful professionals. So this is something that we're going to definitely talk a little bit more about. But also, Matthew, I want to get into some of your current projects, some of the things that you're working on these days and some of the plans that you have.
Well, Carrie, my passion has always been, even as a sales rep, when we truly think about what a salesperson do, they educate somebody on the product that they're selling, and they motivate them to buy it. And so what I've been doing most of my life is my passion, educating and motivating, and I'm doing that right now. I'm doing a number of seminars around the country. November the 14th, I'm in Macon, Georgia. November the 15th, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, a seminar that's called The Entertainment Industry, How Do I Get In? And these seminars are all-day seminar, and they're for recording artists, singers, managers, producers, songwriters, videographers, choreographers, hairstylists. How about that? Why would a hairstylist want to go to one of these conventions, those seminars? Because it's 300 people in a room, and they all, most of them want to get in the entertainment industry, and some of them hopefully will be successful. And guess what?
Love it.
They're going to need
love
a hairstylist.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, tell us more. So this seminar, the ones that are coming up around the 14th and 15th of November, how do we get involved with that?
You can go to eventbrite.com.
Repeat that one more time.
Eventbrite.com. Again, uh-huh. That's the entertainment industry. How do I get in? You know what, Kerry? I have to tell you, man, you reminded me, out of all the seminars, I mean, all of the interviews I've done on the DNA of Achievers,
yes.
I've never, and out of all the things I've talked about, the clothing line, Darion, House of Darion, you know, headliners and Hair International, I seldom talk about, and I did that 18 years. Did you know, and for folks listening, they probably remember in the 90s that oversized hairstyling book. We had three volumes of it. One day,
really?
Kerry, I had to make the decision if I was going to be in the hair publishing book business or be in the music business. And I had to make that decision. It was I remember the day I had to decide. And
wow.
I had an office, and on the door it said Hair International Publication, and on the door it said Music World Entertainment. And
wow.
I had to make that decision. I used to go all over the country to all of those hair shows. And
oh,
I had,
to Bronner Brothers and all those big hair shows and all of that.
Brothers, all of them. I had manuals. I was educating back then. I had a manual called How to Open Your Own Hair Salon. I had an educational manual.
I
feel
like
called,
I'm talking to someone yeah, that is amazing.
I had a manual called How to Build a Client Base. And then I
wow.
had an appointment book that I created. And so some
wow.
folks that are listening remember that Hair International publication.
So you should feel at home here at Hair Radio. That's exactly the kinds of wonderful things that we do and bring to the, you know, to the beauty world. So I love it. I love it. And I can't wait. I want any of those copies that you have lying around, you let us know. We're happy to see them. And if you ever decide to, you know, to add on to this wonderful book that you have out now, again, The DNA of Achievers, and you decide to do something in the hair and beauty way, you make sure and look us up at Hair Radio. We would love to speak to you about that.
I guarantee you, Kerry, I guarantee your listeners, they pick up that book and they can go right now to Amazon or Apple and get the e-book. The hardback will be in stores in the next 30 days. But I guarantee you, I give you money back if
wow.
after you read that book, The DNA of Achievers, and after every chapter, there's a work exercise. I actually, you know, that college professor comes out. I promise you, buy that book and you'll become better at what you're doing in the hair industry. Again, I did the industry for 18 years. And
wow.
Our first $1 million, Kerry, was made in 1984 in Houston, Texas, with Headliners Hair Salon.
And that was before you know, we got to know you in the record producing world.
1984, Kerry. 1984.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And that's headline.
Who
wow.
knew we were going to be talking about this, man?
Well, you know what? This is just amazing. And I'm just blown away. I really am. But I have to ask you, there was one of the traits that I saw, and I said, well, hold it, I have got to ask Matthew about this. Not that I want to talk about learning from your failure, too, because I believe in that, but I want to ask you what's your take on it. But what does talk to do ratio mean? I couldn't figure that out. What is talk to do ratio? And then I want to get into some more of this. But what's talk to do ratio?
Terry, you're in the industry that there's quite a bit of that, just like in the music industry, that people just talk about what they're going to do, the follow-up. They have an idea, they're going to follow up, or they're going to meet with you, or they're going to call you, and they're going to, and then you never hear from them.
Right.
You never
right.
hear a word from them.
Right.
And those two professions really do a lot of talk to do. And so it's measuring, Gary, the percentage of what we say we're going to do versus what we end up doing.
That's what it is.
Measuring what we say we're going to do versus the percentage of the time we actually do what we say we're going to do.
Wow.
And you find that successful people, if they say they're going to do something, you know, we had an interview at a certain time. You were there waiting. I was there 3 minutes before the time, not after the time we said. We both were there like we said we were going to do.
That's right.
That's talk-to-do ratio, high percentage of doing what we say we're going to do. It's as simple
wow.
as that.
I love it. And, of course, one of the biggest lessons, and I want to certainly say some for the folks who pick up this book called The DNA of Achievers, but it's the learning from failure. We cannot not talk about that. How, Matthew, what do you say to folks who need to learn from their failure, or how do you learn from your failure? That's first.
We're going to have failures. We're going to make mistakes. When we take risk, sometimes we make mistakes. Just in life's own terms, we make mistakes and we have failures. But I basically like to keep life real simple. In this book, I try to keep it real simple, and I try to keep it real. I keep it real. And you know, often we don't realize that mistakes are a reason and an opportunity for us to even become better at what we do, better as people. So it's an opportunity, but not a reason to quit. I like to say that mistakes and failures are an opportunity to grow, not a reason to quit. And if we haven't walked through some things, we can't grow. I could never tell you how to be the best, I don't know, pilot, airplane pilot. If maybe you had never tried to fly a plane, and maybe during your training, maybe you learned some things the hard way that maybe you don't ever want to do it that way. Maybe you don't want to fly into a storm. Maybe that ride got so bumpy and got so scary that you thought it was going to crash. And so you learn, hey, if there's a storm, I'm not going to fly in it. I had that one experience. It taught me I don't want to do that. And so we have to walk through this stuff sometimes. And we have to grow from it. But what I find is a lot of people, they're almost there, Gary, of being successful.
Yes.
They make a mistake or have a failure, and then they quit. They quit
but
right
there,
before it's going to happen.
Right before. But you've always heard that too, I'm sure, where they say, oh, you was just about to make it, and then, you know, you have a big, like, it always seems like some catastrophe happens or something really, like, I don't know, some folks say it's a test, that if you make it through that, then you'll be successful. It's a challenge sometimes. I have to actually say, being an entrepreneur myself, it can feel like a challenge sometimes. So, you know, this is really nice. I appreciate you creating a book like this.
Look, Gary, it is a challenge. But I have such a different approach. When it gets tough, that's when I gear up. That's when I'm ready.
That's when you get real.
Like I put my foot on the gas when there's trouble. I don't like let up and say, oh, and start feeling sorry for myself.
Right, and start,
you know, poor pity me. That's not what successful people do, man.
That's right.
They said, okay, only person who's going to help me get through this is me and some good people around me that I can trust and believe in. and I'm going to get through it. First, you got to believe it.
Wow. This is amazing. You have to believe. I guess it goes back to, you know, like you said, the passion and the work ethics, but there is one other element that we probably have to at least address, and that's the vision. You got to be someone who can actually see it, I think.
And that vision is just, again, I like to keep it simple. It's having an idea and thinking the idea all the way through to execution of the idea that it becomes a real product. And so most people have vision, and the mistake that we often make is we go running out, we have this idea, and we go running out before we thought it all the way through, and we ask a friend or someone who we think is a friend, and we say, hey, what do you think about this? And they're like, oh, man, that ain't going to ever work. Well, maybe you should think it all the way through, and so when you go to your friend, you don't ask them what they think. You say to your friend, you know what, friend, I need you to, this is my idea. I need you to invest $100 in this idea. Not, I'm going to ask you what you think about it, because I'm going to explain it all the way through. And I'm not asking your opinion. I'm asking for your help versus your opinion. That's what a true visionary does.
Wow. I love it. Now, folks, if you've just joined us, you are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Our very, very special guest today, Mr. Matthew Knowles. Now, you guys know him. He's an award-winning executive producer in the music world, and he's also an author of this new book called The DNA of Achievers, 10 Traits of Highly Successful Professionals. Now, we did not indicate number one yet. We're not going to give number one. I don't want to give that over to air, Matthew. We want folks to go and certainly order this book. As you say, you can get it from Amazon. We just want to promote it and put it out there. It's something that obviously, especially our fan base, our wonderful listeners of the Hair Radio Morning Show, are very much entrepreneurs and would be able to gain something from this. So this is very, very exciting. Hey, I just want to turn back to music for one quick moment. I have one of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, when they found out you were coming to the show, they wrote in and they sent a question. And they said, and I thought it was very interesting because I don't think I would have thought of this, but have you ever, Matthew, thought of putting together a boy band or a male group or a male version of it? What do you say to something like that?
Well, you know, I'm working with a girl group. It just seems as though my magic is with girl groups. I was fortunate to work with Trinity 5-7 and Gospel, and they, similar to Destiny's Child and pop and R&B and Gospel, Trinity 5-7 is the number one selling female trio of all time in Gospel. And so I have a female trio that I'm working with in hip-hop, two rappers and a female vocalist. Their name is Blush Music. I have to put emphasis on Blush because it's spelled BLUSHHH.
All right.
And you will hear about these young ladies very, very soon in the next 3 to 5 months. So that's what I'm working with. I had worked once with a boy band, but that's a different set of dynamics. I love the imaging part also that happens on the female side, and the approach for marketing is a lot different. And so I enjoy that. It's the most difficult of all is working with a female group because you have a lot of psychological dynamics that falls into play, as well as the imaging.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest with us today. She actually is a hairstylist, and I should say a superstar celebrity hairstylist and author. It is the Hair Radio Morning Show's great honor to welcome Miss Kim Berry. Good morning, Kim. Good morning to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It is truly a great special honor for us. Let's just start and jump right on in. We need to tell everybody what makes you a celebrity superstar stylist and one of your most notable clients, of course, the one and only Prince. Let's start there, Kim. First, tell us a little bit about yourself first. Now, you're based out where? Where are you based?
Los Angeles, California, born and raised.
Oh, really? You were actually born in, I don't know anybody who was actually born in Los Angeles.
Yes, born and raised. My mother and father are from the country, North Carolina and Tennessee, so everybody thinks I'm from the country because I got their ways, but I'm born and raised in Cali.
Well, listen, we have a lot in common because same thing here. My parents are from North Carolina. And yes. I lived out in Los Angeles, but you were actually born there, so that is amazing. I love that. So now tell everybody, you are a celebrity stylist. I call you a celebrity stylist. Sometimes folks, some of the hairstylists don't want to be known as a celebrity stylist. They don't want to be referred to that way. Does it bother you when someone says celebrity stylist?
No, I actually like it. I'm sorry. I was like, you worked in the industry long enough. You owed your dues. I appreciate the tag. I appreciate
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely fit the bill. So I want to, yes, well, absolutely. First of all, you have notably one of the most famous clients in the world. There is very, very few folks other than the late Prince who would be on par if there was such. So let's turn to that. Let's go back a little bit, Kim. Now, I also want to tell everybody, first of all, one of the reasons you've been out, you've talked a little bit, I saw some things online, you have authored a book that kind of chronicles a lot of this, I'm sure. Which I'm very proud about. And that book is called Diamonds and Pearls with a Z. I love that on the end there.
Yeah.
Yes, and about your life working with Prince. So let's start at the beginning. I know you've been asked a lot of these questions I've seen, but I think it's a remarkable story, and I'm very excited to have you on board. So let's start at the beginning. How did this all come about? Now, what I did uncover, which I thought was a hilarious story. I did catch part of it where the Prince's former stylist before you pretty much quit on the job, so to speak. Can you, do you remember that story? Can you please tell our audience? I think it's hilarious how just the thought of it cracks me. Yes, please share that story, Kim.
Yes, I had been actually dating Prince's bodyguard, and I just kept asking him, you know, get me a job.
Well, now,
you know,
that
so
wasn't Big Coco, was it?
Yes, it was Big Coco.
Okay.
And so
I've done my research.
Yes, I have been dating him for a while. And so finally he started taking me around to the camp, and I would hang around, you know, at the video shoots and photo shoots and things. So Prince is very astute and always watching the area. So he knows when there's someone new in the area. So he's always watching you. So I have been, like, I'd go whenever I go to the sets, I would always go to wherever the hairstylist and the makeup artist was. So finally I met Tanya, who was his stylist at the time, and so we just clicked, and, you know, you just meet genuine people and you become friends. And so she and I were hanging out, and she was just complaining one day, and she was like, you know what, I'm tired of doing this. I want to go home. I don't want to live out of a suitcase. And I was like, girl, you got the best job in the world. She's like, it's not what you think. And I said, Lord have mercy. I said, once I, it's funny how you covet someone else's life, but you don't know what they go through in the course of a day. And so she was like, it's not what you think, Kim. And I said, I think you work for the biggest entertainer in the world. And she was like, Kim, it's not what you think. And sure enough, my mother used to tell us all the time, you know, be careful, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And she went into, we were on a video set, I forgot what set it was that he was shooting that day, but she went into the room with Prince, and he snatched a comb out of her hand. And she said, you know what? She said, my lips are chapped from kissing your little black ass. I'm out of here. And she literally, after the video set, she packed her stuff up and she left. And I said, when you call it a holy hookup, that I was standing there and got this introduction. I had been hanging out with her. I had formed a friendship. And so the people in the camp knew who I was, you know, and it was just interesting that what God has for you is for you, and not even the gates of hell going to keep you from it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And see, she quit, and I call it the holy hookup, that I was standing there. They were going to Germany the next day, and so they left to go to Germany. He said, tell Tanya to get the salon ready, and all the team was like, no, Tanya quit. Because, you know, Prince is used to being Prince, so he talks crazy to you, and the next day, of course, he knows you're going to be there. No,
right.
This day, Tanya packed her stuff and left. And so he said, so what do you mean? I'm going to Germany without a hairstylist? And they were like, yeah, they didn't know what to tell him. And so he was baffled, so they had to hire somebody when they got there. He hated the person. He wound up doing his own hair for the show that night. And so they come back to Los Angeles, and Coco said, get your stuff ready. He said, meet me at this club in Beverly Hills. And he said, bring your portfolio. I got my portfolio. And one thing my parents used to always instill in me, you know, if you stay ready, like the rapper say, you ain't got to get ready.
Definitely.
So I had been doing photo shoots. I had been stacking pictures. I had my book ready. Went to the club. They had already made preparations for me to get in. And God was just awesome. It was just a move of God. So we laid the book on the table. I approached him. He looked at me like, how did you get to my table? And I was like, my name is Kim Berry. I know you don't have a hairstylist, I said, and I'd love to, you know, do your hair. And so he looked at me, he opened the book, and he said, so you do hair, you know, in his, you know, snide remark way. And I said, yeah. He said, you got a salon? I said, yeah. He said, go hook it up. And so I already knew. I had been watching her, following everything she was doing, and I noticed on her table, she had this hairspray, I went and bought it. If she had this gel, I went and bought it. So I was duplicating her table, never thinking that I would ever get the opportunity to do Prince, but I said, if she's using it, I'm going to use it, because she's a celebrity stylist. And so my dad used to tell me growing up, preparation, success is when preparation meets opportunity. When the opportunity presents itself, will you be prepared? And literally, the opportunity presented itself. I went to the salon. I blacked out the windows. I knew how to do that. I got the salon ready. And about an hour later, I get a phone call, and he said, Kim, this is Prince. And I said, oh, my God. And so he says, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it. I said, oh, okay, well, no problem. I said, next time, you know, you in Los Angeles, just know you got a hairstylist. He said, well, do you travel? Now, mind you, I'm 19, 20 years old. I ain't never left Inglewood, let alone California. And so I said, yes. And yes just popped out of my mouth, and I was like, oh, my God, what did I just say? He said, okay, great. He said, we're sending a car to come pick you up. He said, meet us at the airport. I said, I'm sorry, what? He said, is there a problem? I said, no. He said, I said, oh, my God, in my mind, I'm freaking out. And so I was like, meet him at the airport. I was like, wait a minute, what's happening? But that's just how Prince does. He get down. Everybody that you know that has worked for him has the same remarkable story, like it's on the spot, you getting hired. And wow. So literally, I called my mother. I hung up the phone, and I called my mother. I was like, oh, my God, I just talked to Prince. She said, stop lying. I said, no. I just talked to Prince. I said, he said that they're sitting in the car. I said, I don't have no clothes. I don't have no. She said, you better get to that airport. She said, take your curling irons and your hairspray, and you get to that airport. And she said, I'm going to send you some money in the morning. You go to Target, buy you some clothes, and you keep on moving. I said, oh, my God. So I literally took the coat on my back and my curling irons and jumped in. They sent a limousine. I went to LAX. Him and his brother was on the plane. I walked past them, sat down on the plane, flight booked, everything.
When
first
you say
time
on
the
plane,
snow.
Was this a commercial plane?
No, commercial airline, yes.
Okay.
He, for most part, he did commercial. And I just couldn't believe it was happening. I was like, oh, my God, there's Prince. And went and got on, sat down on the plane. And first time I got off the plane, I saw snow. I was like, oh, my God, it's
that's
Christmas
like you're from
Eve.
California. That's
yes. Right. So Seasons was the first time I met Seasons, was traveling with Prince. And so saw snow. I got to the gates open to Paisley Park, and I was like, oh, my God, it does exist. Wow. They walked me through the back door. I go upstairs to the hair salon in the back room, and it was just amazing. I'm like, oh, my God, this is happening. So his brother walks in. His brother said, okay, you're going to do me first. And I said, okay, great. So I'm trained for this. So my beauty school teacher would hand me 6 or 7 towels at a time, train me on speed, train me on ability. And he said, look, he said, quality and then quantity, never sacrificing one for the other. He said, your first head needs to look as good as your last head. So I said, okay, got it. I've already been trained. God had already been putting it in my path and getting me ready for the opportunity such as this. And I did his brother hair and 4 women that were there hanging out with them that night, and one behind the other, bam, knocking down heads. So his brother said, okay, well, he'll be in a few minutes. I said, okay, 1 hour goes by. 2 hours go by. I'm sitting there. I'm looking around. Now, I'm in Paisley Park. You can see the purple rain jacket in the corner, a raspberry beret outfit. There's jewelry laying around. I sat there with my hands in my lap, and I said, Mama used to say, if you go in somebody else's house, you don't touch nothing that don't
exactly.
belong to you. I sat right there for 2.5 hours with my hands in my lap. I said, okay, I don't know what's going on, but if they don't know that I know that it's a camera's watching me, I
exactly.
said, okay. So finally, his brother.
Well, you were very smart for 19, though. You're very
absolutely.
smart. That was very
absolutely. Wise. Absolutely, yeah. Mama didn't play that.
They taught
mama
you
trained
very well.
Absolutely. So I sat there, and his brother stuck his head in the door and said, you didn't steal nothing, did you? I said, excuse me, first of all. I said, Mom, I knew this was a test. I said, my mom ain't raised no fools. I said, second of all, quit playing with me. I got to go to the bathroom. He said, you could have went to the bathroom. So he's laughing at me. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, no, I ain't moving through this man's house. This is his house.
And
so
he said,
so I stayed right there. And so he said, okay, for real. So I got settled, and he said, okay, for real. He coming in a few minutes. I said, don't you leave me sitting here. Now, mind you, Paisley Park is a self-contained, they call it a creative battleship. And so inside Paisley Park, there's kitchens, so they can make their own food. There's studios. There's a hair salon. There's a dance studio, there's a disco, there's a performance area. That, like, this place is massive.
And when there are elevators inside there. We saw a little bit of it. There are elevators inside there.
It's a complete compound. It is
compound,
amazing.
Yeah.
Even now, when Oprah Winfrey came, Oprah Winfrey was like, I thought Harpo Studios was huge. She said, my studio will fit inside of here. She said, this is massive. So if you would have pressed Oprah Winfrey, you know you're doing something.
You got that right. And
yes,
I've only known one or two to do that. So you're right.
Absolutely. Yes. And finally, Prince stuck his head in the door, and I was like, oh, my God, he's so little. Like, it didn't matter. Like, when you see Prince on stage, he's larger than life. He is this huge
right.
entity. But when you see him in person, he's a small stature man. He's
That's
very
right.
quiet. He's very humble. He's very meek. And he used to ask me all the time, you know, I got like 10 personalities. I was like, yeah, I met all of them. So it's a different Prince in every element of the – but he stuck his head in the door. He said – yeah, I love your work, he said, but you can't have those nails in my head. He said, I'm tender-headed. I said, okay, click, 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 click. I just started breaking off all 10 nails right there in front of it. He started laughing. He said, oh, my God. He said, you are so funny. He said, okay, yeah, you're going to work. He said, go back to the hotel. We're going to Miami in the morning. I said, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I said, you're not getting your hair done? He said, no, I'm good. Don't worry about it. It's too late. He said, well, I'll see you in Miami. I'll see you at the airport. I was like, oh, my God. So I'm packing up my stuff, and I'm just like, so did I just get hired? What just happened? I was like, oh, my God. So we get to Miami. We stay there for a few days. He says, order whatever you want. He said, just hang out. I'll let you know when I'm ready to get my hair done. I said, okay. But a few days later, he called me. He said, we're going to Chicago in the morning. I said, you're not getting your hair done? He said, don't worry about me. I'm good. I said, okay. So I called my mother. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm moving from city to city. My mom said, just keep going, keep going. She had sent me some money. I went to Target before we got on the airplane. I bought me some clothes. I said, oh, my God. I was like, what is happening? I was asking my mother. I said, who lives like this? My mother said, you do. And that's when my reality shifted, and I was like, I'm a celebrity hairstylist. Like, I'm rolling with Prince. So Prince rolls with his bodyguard, his hairstylist, and sometimes that's just it, his bodyguard and his hairstylist. But we were going from city to city. They were partying. They were doing their thing. And every night he called me, Kim, you good? Okay, just get what you want. Just let, you know, I'll see you in the next city. Finally, we get to New York. And I had been with him like 2 weeks by then. He still didn't get his hair done. He said, Kim, get the salon ready. I said, okay, here we go. So I get the salon. I find the salon. I got a private room. I set everything up. I got everything laid out exactly how he's used to seeing it. So and knowing that he's a creature of habit, I had studied Tanya's habits. Yeah. And so I got ready. He walked in. We had a consultation. He said, okay, I want color. I want a perm. He said, you know, I need a cut. And he said, so, you know, let's do it. Now, before we get to him, his brothers tell me on the way to the salon, don't touch his ears. Don't look him in the face. Don't do this. Don't spill water on him. I said, wait a minute, Doc. Y'all making me nervous. I said, I do this for a living. Don't you mess me up. And he said, no. He said, and then what was funny was everything they told me don't do, I did. I said, but the prince took it all in stride. And when I tell you that I hooked that hair up, I said, Kim, breathe. I said, you got this. Relax. He ain't no different than nobody else.
He's just a person.
I said,
exactly.
Yeah, I said, you do this. I spilled water down his face while he was in the shampoo bowl. He said, okay, lady, wait a minute. It seems like you're trying to drown me. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I touched him up. Got it back together. We finished that hair. He looked in the mirror, did his little left-right look. He spun around on them heels. He was like, okay. He said, see you later. He said, your limo's waiting for you outside. And he spun around on them heels and disappeared into a puff of purple smoke. And I was like, I looked out the window. The limo driver was waving at me. He said, I was like, okay, Kim, yeah, you a celebrity hairstylist. I said, wow. And literally I've been rolling with him for 29 years after that. It was the most amazing journey I had ever experienced, you know. And I take nothing for granted. I thank God that he could have chose anyone else. And he did. There were other hairstylists that came in and out throughout my career. But Kim always got the call to come back.
Wow.
And it was beautiful. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I can speak to one thing only with regards to ever seeing Prince. I saw him one time live.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I ran into him in Los Angeles. I remember this. It was the early 90s, and myself and one of my colleagues and at the time, we were in the airline business, of course, and I remember flying out to Los Angeles. And we showed up at this club. It was all the rage back in the early 90s. It was on Sunset, called Roxbury.
Yeah.
And
yep.
And Prince was there. We were on the second floor, and they let us into Roxbury. Now, this Roxbury club, they had, when I tell you, they had all these fancy cars pulling up.
Absolutely.
And I do mean fancy. It was right there, yep, off that little turn off Sunset. It was on Sunset, if I recall.
Yeah,
and I remember all these fancy cars. Now, my friend Richard and I, we showed up. Do you remember the station wagons that had the little panel on the side?
Yes,
you may not go back that far, Kim, but they had station wagons with the panel on the side. Now, we showed up at the Roxbury getting out of a station wagon with the panel on the side.
Right.
And
okay,
we go up to the door, and the gentleman says, you know, he looks at our ID. He sees we're from New York. He knows that we are definitely not the typical caliber that's coming into the club. Well, we didn't know this. I don't even remember how we ended up there, but we didn't know it at the time. So we go in, and we heard that Madonna's dancers were there, and they had all these people. We didn't hear that Prince was there, but they had all these other celebrities who were there. And we ended up on, they had a balcony on the second floor, and who do we see but Prince. We're seated on the second floor. Prince literally walks by with, we assumed, his bodyguard. Yes. It was he and one fellow. That was it. So I kind of fits in with what everything that you said. And he just walks by us, but the bodyguard gives us a look like, don't approach him, don't ask. So we didn't.
Right.
And he walked by. He wasn't much taller than us sitting down as he walked by, and I'm not exaggerating. And that was the only time that we ever had any, that I've ever had any run-in, if you want to call it a run-in, but he walked right by me. So I never forgot that. Now, I have to say, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest with us today, her name is Kim Berry, and she is what I, by all accounts, to be a celebrity superstar hairstylist, and she is also an author, and her book, so super popular out there, called Diamonds and Curls, and that's with a Z. And this is about her life story with none other than Prince, the superstar. So I have to say, Kim, let's pick up with that, or even go back a little bit. Now, where did all of this come from? I know that you were in, you had gone to beauty school and all that, but what about before that? What inspired you out in the California and the L.A. area to get into hair care and all of that? What was that inspiration in the move? Move to the book.
What's really hilarious is I had no inclination, never thought about being a hairstylist.
Really?
I was going to school, I was going to be a doctor, and I was going to, you know, whatever, you know, life was going to take me. I had graduated early from high school, top 10% of my class.
Wow.
So I told Mom, I said, I did everything you told me to do. I said, I'm taking a year off. She said, a year off? I said, yeah. I said, I'm not going to college right away. I'm just going to chill out. I said, and you know, just find myself. I said, I didn't, you know, have no babies. I brought you a diploma. I did everything you told me to do. I said, now I'm just going to chill. She said, okay, great. So about 2 or 3 months into that, she said, what you getting ready to do? I said, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? I said, I'm taking a year off. I'm just going to chill. And she said, no, ma'am. She said, ain't but one queen in this house. She said, so you going to get up? You going to get a job? You going to school? Or you going to get the hell out of my house? Oh. I said, wait a minute. I'm the baby. I done did everything. I did everything you told me to do. I said, I can't chill. I said, the boys is chilling. Why I can't chill? She said, Kim, did you hear what I said? So I got mad, went walking up the street down to Crenshaw Boulevard in L.A., and walked up into Pacific Beauty College. So I just walked in. I said, let me go see what they talking about in here. And walked in Pacific Beauty College, sat down at the table with Mr. Cedric Goins, the owner of the school. He told me everything about his beauty college and what it entailed. And I was like, well, forget it. I'm going to just do this for the meantime just to get her off my back. So before I knew it, Mr. Goins had me signing on the dotted line. He said, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I said, wait, tomorrow? School start tomorrow? He said, yes. He said, I'll see you tomorrow. He said, make sure your lab coat is bright and white. Make sure your shoes is clean because I will lock you outside. I said, I'm sorry. What did I just sign up for? So sure enough, got my things ready for school. I came home, brought the paperwork, showed it to my mother. I said, well, I hope you happy. I go to beauty school now. She said, I hope you happy. And went in her room and closed the door. I said, oh, my God. I said, this lady here. I said, what did I do? So sure enough, went to beauty school. Every day there was a teacher there, Miss Cooper. She used to ask me every day, what are you doing here, Barry? I said, I'm here because my mother making me come here. She said, oh, really? She said, oh, well, you know by the end of these 12 months, I'm going to turn you into a hairstylist. I said, you're not going to turn me into nothing. I'm just here because I gotta be here so my mother stay off my back. She said, yeah, okay. So sure enough, about 6 months into the course, mind you, this is a 12-month course that I finished in 9 months because I was so mad. I did not miss a day. I went every day. I wanted to get this over with. I was mad. I joined in the middle of the summer. My friends are like, Kim, come on, we're going to the beach. We're going to Disneyland. I said, no, I got to go to school. I'm not playing with y'all. I'm going to knock this out. In the course of being in beauty school, I met a young sister named Pat who had been there for almost 4 years. I said, you know that's not real college, right? You know we're supposed to get out of here in this year. So I knew that I wasn't going to prolong this no longer than I had to. So sure enough, 6 months into the course, they did a statewide competition. 200 kids came out from all over California. You had to bring a model. We didn't know that it was a head-to-toe competition. I just happened to tell one of my homegirls, can I use you as a model? She was like, yeah. So I said, okay, I knew she had been, she was an only child, spoiled, rotten. I said, okay, bring your stuff. Her mother had bought her like 6 or 7 prom dresses. She came dressed to the nines. When I tell you, beautiful gown, gloves, diamonds, the whole nine. So, I, of course, for the getting her ready for the hair show, I was like, do you mind if I cut your hair? She was like, yeah, go ahead, do whatever you want to do. I turned my sister's hair orange. I turned it pink. I said, oh, my God. I kept going back to Miss Cooper, like, can you help me? She said, no, go to your textbook. Now, mind you, she helping everybody in the school. I said, oh, my God. I was like, you helping this person, you helping that person. She said, go back to your textbook. I was like, what in the world? So I said, okay. Finally figured out her hair color, got her color corrected, got her straight. We go to the competition. Like I said, my girl showed up, head to toe, beautiful gown, hair, butter was whipped. So we get to the competition. It's a 2-day competition. Out of 200 kids, I placed top 10. So out of the top 10, the top 10 come back the next day. And out of, she showed up again, bam, banging hair, bam, banging dress, outfit, outstanding. We get to the competition out of top 10. Kim Berry takes first place. When
get
they hand me
here.
The trophy, absolutely. When they hand me the trophy and the check, Miss Cooper walks over to me and she said, no help from her, mind you. She was watching from a distance, though. She said, didn't I tell you I was going to turn you into a hairstylist? I said, oh, my God. I said, so I didn't know I was getting Mr. Miyagi's wax on, wax on, wax on. It was so intricate of how all of these people played a part in my journey to get me to the finish line. Like I said, Mr. Goins, the owner of the school, built my speed up. Ms. Cooper made sure that my technique was on point because everything was by the book. She took me out of class early one Easter and made me go on the floor. And I was like, oh, my God. I said, I don't have no business on the floor. I just started in beauty school. She said, you got this, Kim. I'm doing this lady's hair. Did a pocket curl, burned this lady's hair. She walked up to me. She said, Kim, she said, did you burn this lady's hair? I said, absolutely not. She walked through this lady's head and found the exact spot. I had took the curl, put it in my pocket. They call it a pocket curl. Put the curl in my pocket. I was like, she said, now, the next time, she said, first of all, these people know that you're in beauty school. Now, the next time I ask you, did you make a mistake, just say, yeah. I was like, oh, my God, I'm embarrassed. I'm going to leave the floor. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to shrink up. She said, these people know that you're in beauty school, so it's okay. They're willing to take the risk because they know that, you know, you're learning. I was like, wow, who knew? I said, I was so embarrassed. She was like, now, finish this lady's hair, and let's keep on going. And so they gave the lady a little gift certificate to come back and get her hair done again and, you know, for free and all this kind of stuff. And I was just like, oh, my God. I said, didn't even know that all of this was building me up, building my character to get me ready for the real test that I was about to, you know, the journey that I was about to partake in. So everybody along your path, you have to know that it's some form of an angel, some form of a teacher. So it was just an incredible journey getting to this point because I never thought about doing hair, didn't want to be a hairstylist. Knocked that 12-month course out in 9 months. When I graduated and still 30 years later went back to the beauty school, Mr. Goins said, I always talk about you. I tell all my students about Kim Berry, that Kim Berry is a celebrity hairstylist. Matter of fact, our school is one of the highest ones that has most of the celebrity hairstylists. Candida Farmer, Candida is a celebrity hairstylist. Everyone knows her in California. Pam Farmer, celebrity makeup artist. Kim Liu is another celebrity makeup artist who graduated from our school. So we produce some of the biggest.
Apparently.
Yes, makeup and hair artists that work in the industry to this date in California. Like, it was.
Hi, I'm Jossie from Jossie's All Natural. Have you been struggling with keeping your natural hair healthy or desire to achieve substantial hair growth? Then Jossie's All Natural is here to help you. My natural creams, conditioners, lotions, hair mists, balms, shampoos, and detanglers are gentle enough for the whole family and all hair types. Not only do I provide natural hair products, I also give step-by-step techniques to ensure healthy hair in a pure and gentle fashion, from roots to ends. Come on and visit me at www.jossiesallnatural.com. That's JossieAllNatural.com for a true natural hair experience like you've never had before.
Plant beast on the boom.
You niggas be tripping.
What up, bro? You rocking with State Watch Shit. I'm inviting everybody to take a look and listen to see what I got going on.
Niggas play all day, niggas roar all night.
catch me streaming on the all music platforms under statewide chip or statewide bosses. You can also find me on social media, statewide chip on Facebook, statewide chip official on Instagram, and statewide chip or statewide bosses on YouTube. Different flavors got it
all. New Hair Radio Morning Show. We're just kind of trading some memories this morning as we talk about the holidays. And some. What about yourself, Yanni Red? Anything you can share with us this morning on great memories?
Well, as a kid, we did celebrate Christmas, and we would go over to my aunt's house. The whole family would gather there. One of my favorite things was making the eggnog when
gathered.
And then, you know,
now, did you guys have the children's version and the adult version of the eggnog? And you guys out there know what I mean.
Yes, exactly. And that's what I was
really
going to say. We would make two, and I would always be trying to switch out mine, you know.
Yes, and that eggnog was so good. Now, and I figured everybody used to love the eggnog. I had no idea why. Now I think I know why. But,
yes, and you know,
but, you know,
the smiles would get a little wider
as they drink the eggnog. That is so true. Gosh, yeah. I remember those days. Well, my favorite food, because, like, I love that you're a foodie, too. I guess I'm a foodie person, I guess I'll have to own up to it today. But the food that really made its way around the table, my mother always did and we had, like, turkey for, of course, Thanksgiving. And then we had, like, I'm sorry for you little animal fans, but we had duck.
Okay.
We had duck. And I think we also had another turkey and, of course, all the mac and cheese and all that. My family was my parents were both from North Carolina. So I'm used to the Southern cuisine and all of that. And so that was really big for me and my family as we grew up. But my favorite dessert was, I love pineapple upside down cake, but we didn't really do that. My mother had a version of this delicious yellow cake. We always use Duncan Hines. That's the only time you'll hear me mention a product name like that. But, yeah, Duncan Hines, no relation. But we did use Duncan Hines cake mix. And what we did, we had this delicious yellow cake with pineapple vanilla frosting and crushed pineapples. And it was so delicious. It's still my favorite cake of all time. And
I don't know
where she got the – you heard of it? Because I don't think I've run across the cake since I've been
It's like pineapple upside down cake, but I think it's not
right.
Upside down is the only thing, yeah.
Exactly.
I know that cake,
but it tastes the same. That is my favorite cake. I still, my mouth waters just talking about it. Those were some of the things.
Have you ever heard of punch bowl cake? That was one of my
favorite.
Well, they make like four different cakes and different fillings, and they take them all and put them in a bowl, and you kind of stir it up. So it's like a messy-looking cake, and you got to scoop it out the bowl. But when I tell you, it is so good. Oh, my.
That sounds good.
To get back home. It really is. And it's not neat like you slice a piece of cake. You have to scoop it out because they take the cake and they put it all in a bowl and kind of stir it in together with different fillings and things like that. It is so, so good. But, I mean, that's one of those things. And it might be just like a Newark, New Jersey thing. And I know you have your Newark, New Jersey roots too. The old diner back across from Velberg Park. They still had it a couple years ago. I don't know if they still do now, but that was like one of the best cakes. Also, punch bowl cake. Yep.
Really? Okay. Well, I certainly know that area very well. Yeah, that's true. Right. I grew up as well in Philadelphia. I was born in Philadelphia, just so folks know a little bit more about us, and partly raised in northern New Jersey. So I'm familiar with Montclair, Newark, East Orange, and all that wonderful good stuff. and lived out on the West Coast, so lots of Christmases in all those places. And Miss Yanni Reid, what about you? What's your favorite holiday memory or the food? I want to know some food stuff. So what was your favorite holiday food?
Well, I always loved cranberry sauce, and that was
really you got to be the only person as a kid who loved cranberry sauce.
And that's why it was so much for me to have, because no one else wanted any. So that's definitely one of my favorites.
Well, you can still have mine.
Yes, I love it. Well, what
about the fruitcakes, though? I mean, I don't know about you guys out there listening in, but the fruitcake, oh, I could not stand. I don't know how my mother loved fruitcake, and the fruitcake was so awful. Oh, I hated that awful cake. It should just take the word cake right on out of it, because it was just so misleading. It was just some fruit bar that just was awful with dates and all kind of old funny tasting. And what about the Hard Rock candy? Did your family, my mom would set out the Hard Rock candy every year. I think it was the same candy. From year to year, I don't know, because it was hard.
Candy.
I don't know what.
We had the candy with the, it looks like a strawberry on the wrapper. And it has, like, this little jelly in the inside. It's, like, little.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like that either.
My Aunt Wilma, we would go to her house, and she had everything laid out. And one other memory I have is.
Oh, hold it. Yes. It was, like, those little red, with the little red and green wrapper, I think.
It was
awful. I hated those. Hated that candy.
And then there was also the hard candy, and it'll be. It'll have, like, the little pattern on it.
The stripes. The texture candy.
Yes. You have
those were awful. With, like, the stripes and the stripe and peppermint ones and all this kind of stuff. I hated that. Well, we did the fruit, but what about the nuts? My family set out nuts, too. We were crazy.
Yeah. You're bringing back the memories for me. You're definitely bringing them back.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, those nuts were dry.
I posted a picture on Facebook of me when I was 5 on Christmas. I'm going to put that up.
Yeah, please do. That's what we love to see. Now, I have to tell you, those were some memories, and I would just be so thirsty after eating those dry nuts. And then I love that we had fruit, bowls of fruit. We would do the same thing every year. I think I've just brought back everybody's Christmas or holiday memories.
We had apples.
We did. We had fruit in a basket in different places around the house and around the thing. And it was just, we went in and we always had, you know, just the trees, just whatever it was that was holiday spirit. We had to get up and I had to put lights up in the windows and all the wreaths around. And we loved putting it up, but we definitely didn't like taking it down. Nobody was around to take it down. Those were some of mine. But did you ever think, Yanni Reid, did you guys ever notice that there were some who left their holiday lights up all year long at the window and stuff? They left their decorations up. You heard of those folks too? I think there was one or two in the neighborhood who they went into February.
And you probably know this street, Hollywood Avenue in East Orange. They always did the whole block with every house lit all the way up. We would ride past there just to get, you know, a light show when we were children. Our parents would drive us past there. But they never took those things down. They probably still have them up right now.
Yeah, we have it that way too. And I like what you said about the light shows. You know, growing up in the urban, you know, where I grew up in Philadelphia as a little kid, it was nice to see where the folks would
do the lights at the windows and stuff. You know, we couldn't afford to come to Rockefeller Center when I was a little kid, you know, and see these
right.
extraordinary light shows. So what my family, they would march us around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And we got to do that for free. So that was really exciting. And, you know, just some great memories. Hey, and we want to hear from you guys out there, too. We know that you have some. Please take a moment. If you've dialed in, if you've called us on the 347 number, then you can easily hit the number 1 on your phone. If you press 1, it'll be our indication that you have something you want to share. And it could be about a holiday or anything you want to kind of comment on. We're happy to talk to you right here live as we kind of roll out this wonderful holiday show. It's Friday, December 23rd. 2016, and we're so excited. This is the Hair Radio Morning Show Holiday Edition. So, Miss Yanni, now I know we talked a little bit about the toys, but you have some that you can kind of share a few, you know, kind of some of the countdown that other folks have talked about what their favorite toys are. And did you tell us what yours is, or do you want to hold on to that until a little later in the show?
I'll hold on. One thing I do want to say is shout out to the hairstylists that are already on their third client, trying to get that Christmas clientele out the door for this holiday season. I don't do the salon every day anymore, but I know on December the 23rd.
Oh, they're really, they're working hard.
Yes, whole staff in at 5 o'clock in the morning. Very festive mood right now. And don't forget to have your cinnamon. Remember, we talked about the cinnamon.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
tell everybody again. Yeah, tell everyone again, for those listeners who are just joining us, about that cinnamon. Because I thought it was a fantastic idea. Tell everybody again about the cinnamon.
Well, we can kind of, take a couple cinnamon sticks, and if you have a kettle in the salon or something like that, you just boil, and this is for your home too, but you just boil the cinnamon sticks, and they give off such a great aroma, and it makes everyone, you know, just lift your spirits. It has a cozy feeling. It'll add some warmth to your atmosphere, you know, and just definitely using aromatherapy to keep the good spirits up in everyone around you. So we love,
doing
things like that.
I love it.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. Hands.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Louis Martinet, and I listen every day to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
This is Crystal Jones Bond, and we are celebrating the Year of the Woman on the Hair Radio Show.
I don't know what time it is. Look at here. It's the Hair Morning Radio Hair Show with Terry Hines. It's your boy, Smooth Black. I just want to say, thank God for this company, y'all. Y'all better be blessed. The Hair Radio Nation going to the next level, y'all. Get it, 2021. God bless.
All right, we're back live. It is Wednesday morning, December 22nd, 2021. I'm Kerry Hines. It's our show number 648. 648. And if it's between 7:38 Eastern Time, weekdays, we are so excited to reintroduce a gentleman who has made great strides in broadcasting. His name is Harlem Will, and he has put together the Harlem Will Report, which is a great cultural touchstone for the broadcast, and we're just so excited. Harlem Will, good morning, and welcome back. Happy Wednesday.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back. Thanks for welcoming me back. Happy Wednesday to those out there in the hair radio world. How's everybody
doing?
Exactly.
We are just having a blast. We've been listening to some great Christmas music. We just got on Donny Hathaway with This Christmas. We had on a piece earlier from way back in 2016, I think it was, with Yanni Redd, who was my then co-host. And I loved the piece because she was talking about food, Christmas holiday food. So you guys know. Yeah, we've been covering Christmas for these couple of days, yesterday on the 21st and today on the 22nd of December. And that's it. We're off again until New Year's Eve night at 10 p.m. New York time for a special broadcast, counting down a new year. And then we will return on Tuesday, January 4th, back to our regular 6 a.m. time slot from 6 to 9 in the morning. And later on that day, that talk radio show will be on with a special broadcast at 8 in the morning. So lots of stuff going on, Harlem Will, lots of stuff. I do have some program notes for you really quickly, and then we are turning it over to Mr. Harlem Will. You're not going to believe this, Harlem Will, but guess how many shows we've produced in the year 2021? Hold on, let me just tell you.
Just go for it.
All right. 131 episodes of this broadcast have been produced, so we're talking about 400 hours. That not something? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of hustle.
31 episodes. A lot of hustle. We've been very busy. So I just wanted to let folks know we have been working. So Harlem Will, I'm turning it over to you. Take it away. What have you got for us today, Harlem Will? For the Harlem Will Report, we're going to say, yes.
For the Harlem Will Report, of course. So welcome to the Harlem Will Report. So today, we are reporting on, if anybody's been interested in going out to the movie theaters, just wanted to let you know that The Matrix just opened, and this is the newest installment of the Matrix trilogy that opened a while ago from the last trio of movies, starring Keanu Reeves and Kate Moss. And this is the fourth installment. This is following the three trio movies, again, like I said before, it's following three movies from back in the early 90s. And
What number was that?
he was in all three of the movies, and unfortunately, he is being replaced by a different character. Let me see. I was trying to grab his name because I didn't want to mispronounce his name. He's an up and coming. He's actually in the new movie, the Candyman. As a matter of fact, anybody's ever heard of the. That now, that is a cult classic in the black community, The Candyman. And he's replacing him. Let me see if I can get his new name here real quick. I'm sorry.
You're doing fine. But
That's the fella. I mean, that's the movie. So
Abdul-Mateen II. I'm sorry, Abdul-Mateen II. It's a very wonderful name, but it's a very difficult name to pronounce. But he's replacing Lawrence Fishburne in the new movie.
Okay, that's what I was trying to figure out. So this whole thing, because you know, for us folks who are a little long in the tooth here on some of these movies, it's hard to follow. So I thought we were done with The Matrix. Now we're back again. And did you say Keanu Reeves is back? Is he back? And is this a real version? Or is this like what they're doing nowadays with the cartoons and, what the heck?
It's very much a Matrix-y feel now, because you're saying, is it real? Is it not real? I think that's the feel they was going for, to make people feel like if it's real or is it not, what's going on. But yes, Keanu Reeves is back in the movie along with, and I called her Kate Moss. I meant to say Carrie Ann Moss, isn't it? Along with Priyanka Chopra. Ooh. That's the name to pronounce.
Yeah.
And Jessica Henry from Buzz. So,
it's a new installment.
It's a new resurrection of the films. Yes.
What about Jada? Did I see Jada Pinkett Smith in this thing? Or was that just the internet stuff or internet buzz? I'm not sure, but I have to research it. No, she's not in this one.
No, she actually is in this one. She's
really?
Now I'm not spoiling it. She's part of the cast. She's part of the cast, but I'm not going to...
Well,
I
it's on social media. That's how I found out.
It is on social media.
Because I think that's what I saw.
She is part of the cast.
She is
mentioned in the cast as well. So along with a few other names who weren't part of the original movie, well, Neil Patrick Harris is actually in it now. And along with Christina Ricci. So the cast has definitely been expanded, and I think this is what they want to touch on with the resurrection, meaning their resurrection the franchise back into the new millennium. And because remember, the series of movies ended back in the late 90s, early 2000s. So this is a new branch off, and it's getting some mixed reviews, but it just opened. People are starting to go back out now who are original Matrix fans. And, of course, as a Matrix fan myself, I'm excited to go out there. So if you're looking for a movie to go out and check out, this is definitely a wonderful option that I will put out there.
Oh, that's awesome.
And just
it
behind its heels, nipping on its heels, is Spider-Man No Way Home, which opened to a resounding over $278 million. Worldwide, it's already hit over $600 million. And, I mean, as a Spider-Man geek, forgive me, guys, I'm about to geek out. This thing has everything you want. If you look at social media, it's probably going to spoil it for you. But I'm not. I'm not going to do that here. All I'll say is it is a wonderful movie for you guys to go out and check out. It has lots of adventure, has lots of heart, laughs as well, because he is the Spider-Man. Remember, he is a kid. But it is a wonderful movie for you guys to go and check out if you're in the mood for movies that's coming out today. Just some of my picks from the Harlem Real Report.
It sounds awesome. I would love to see a Spider-Man movie because I think they keep changing the Spider-Man actor because I guess he ages out to some degree. So maybe they could get one movie with everyone who's played Spider-Man. I stopped at Tobey Maguire, I think his name was. I'm so left in the dust on this one that I feel sorry. I'm not even going to mention it. That's how bad off I am with it. But I know that you're right. It's a huge franchise. Spider-Man makes makes a lot of money. And so that franchise is never ending. If anything, as you said, it's going to expand. Listen, the Harlem World Report's great. Absolutely great. And that's what we needed, that shot in the arm this morning. So thank you for that. Great stuff. Listen, I just want to remind folks out there, Harlem World, because just in case you're just tuning in, this is the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's about 7:40 New York time. We are so excited for these 2 days, yesterday and today, so Tuesday, Wednesday, the 21st and 22nd of December of 2021. We're here live, and we are so excited to welcome back Harlem Will, who is delivering these amazing reports on some great notes and things. You know, just kind of
you know, keeping us, you kind of like the glue here, Harlem Will, on these broadcasts. So it's kind of nice. It really is. And it's a pleasant prize. And I've long tried to kind of pull this together where we had an opportunity to talk about some great movies, some great things that are out there that we don't often get a real chance here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So great, great reporting. So that's the Harlem World Report.
Absolutely.
And now, yeah, great job. So now you're going to be also coming back in the new year. That's when we are, you know, we're going really top-notch hard on some of the things. You know, we want you guys out there tuning in to pay attention each day. And Harlem World is going to be able to bring that, you know, provide the reporting on, you know, news, weather, what's happening out in the world, anything that we need to be kind of paying a little bit more attention to or that you have the time to explore. And what I love is that you follow up your reporting with commentary. It gets no better than that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think it's a great show. And we're also going to look at expanding that out. So we've got a lot of surprises coming up for you in 2021. And I'm real happy about it. I really am. I think this is a great way to, you know, to get up in the morning, program your cell phones to dial the radio show directly. So punch that 516 number and save it. So that way when you get up, you hit the one button and you're already listening to the show because we're here live 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock Eastern time. And that's we're on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday live. Mondays we usually ask that you listen to one of our, you know, a recent broadcast. So, you know, lots of good stuff. Yes, and I've got to tell you, coming up today, coming up next, Harlem Will, we've got, I think you might have been with us when Mary Reed Johnson was on with us. Mary Reed Johnson, we're going to kind of squeeze her in between you and Shakura. Shakura, who's scheduled to be with us in the next hour, yes. And coming up in just a moment or two, we're going to take a listen to Mary Reed Johnson. We talk about some of the holiday Christmas ideas and things of that nature for this year, 2021. So a little while ago, Yanni joined me from way back in 2016, I think it was. But
yes.
Coming up next is Mary Reed Johnson from this year, brand new. So we'll go ahead and get Mary on in just a bit. So, but you'll be back with us. You're going to hang out with us for the show. I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah, I'll hang out for a while, yes.
Okay, awesome. All right,
I'll
Harlem, we'll check.
I'll have some more things to touch on. Absolutely.
Yes. Well, we're going to be checking in with you, so that's going to be just awesome.
Okay.
All right, so why don't we take a little bit of a commercial break, and we'll get Mary Reed Johnson on. So, folks, stay with us. We've got a lot more to go this morning for the Hair Radio Morning Show.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Terry Hines, and I have a very, very special guest joining us today. From Hair Head Heart, it is the one and only Mary Reed Johnson. Good morning. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, I am doing just fantastic. It is a beautiful, blustery Wednesday morning here in New York City on this December 22nd, 2021. It's our show number 648. So let me just be real clear about that show, 648, and we are excited. Just two more shows to our 650th broadcast.
Wow.
Is that not almost unbelievable?
It is. It's like I'm so happy to just be a small little slice of your world. So thank you for having me.
Well, actually, you are a big slice of our world today. Today, as we have been celebrating, I say all week, but technically we've only produced two shows, one yesterday on Tuesday, which was December 21st, and today on Wednesday, December 22nd of 2021. So, yes, two holiday shows, two Christmas shows this week. We don't just give you one, we give you two. And so I am so excited to just be on and just, you know, letting it go. We're just remembering some of the great times from when we were younger and even some of the holiday traditions that we still do today. And we are sharing all of that, right, and playing some of our great music, some great memories and all of that. So why don't we lead in with that, Mary Reed Johnson? Let's start there. Yes, what are some of the, first of all, do you celebrate Christmas? Is it a big thing there? Tell us about how you feel about the holiday.
Well, you know, any day to celebrate is, I make an excuse. I'm not big on Christmas, and even when my kids were little, I tell you what, I didn't say, oh, there is no Santa Claus. However, I did say, you know, Santa Claus does not come here because we don't let strangers in
Mary.
Our house.
Oh, my gosh.
That's perfectly I said, you know, we can see them in the mall.
No, you have damaged those kids forever.
Man, I made it very clear that Mama and Daddy were the ones that were doing this. I have wonderful, well-adjusted, fabulous women who contribute to society. They turned out
their kids,
fine.
They didn't think that. They're like, oh, Santa goes to everybody else's house, but Mama said he skips our house.
We got stuff. Santa, like, no strangers in the house. And you know what? I totally believe that part of the reason that there's a separation sometimes of the kids and their parents and trust is because you start by telling them lies. It's like,
Mary, you just sucked all the fun times out of the Christmas little kids day.
They can have their joy, but it's like, it's displaced. But you know what? I also like the Grinch movie, so that might be part of it.
Listen to you. Know what?
Grinch and Scrooge, I love them.
I'll tell you, I love the holiday movies too, and I love that as well. I mean, I just think that I get it looking back and thinking as an adult, but when you're a little kid, I think it adds to the fantasy. Anything that you can do to spark the young people's imagination, I think that's the whole idea, perhaps.
Can you imagine? My kids have plenty of joy, and they turned out just fine.
Hold on, we're going to get them on live. Kids? No, I'm just kidding. How about this, Mary? How about if we did one of those phone calls?
Guess
who's on the line today?
This weekend, I'm going to visit the grandbabies and all of that stuff for the holidays. And I am dressing up as an elf.
Oh, well, I hope you don't get stopped by the traffic cops. Listen, Mary, our listeners are going to just kill me for not moving along with this show today. I got to say, how much fun is that? Listen, and that's what the holidays are all about. It's about fun and spirit and just having a great time. And the most important thing is family. So whether you kind of really subscribe to that super, super Christmas notion, or you're just about bringing people together that you didn't perhaps get a chance to spend as much time during the year. So that's my take this Wednesday morning, and I'm sticking with it. That's my story.
Okay.
So it I'm loving this. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Mary.
Do you
have any traditions?
What's your favorite thing to do?
Well, I was about to tell you. That's a good question. Because you mentioned about your favorite movie to watch, The Grinch and all of that. And I have to say, I know it sounds awful, but I love the Home Alone movie. I think that that's one
cute.
Of my favorites. It's a little silly at times, but I love the ending. I watched the ending. Mm-hmm. I love the ending. That's my favorite thing every time. I love the ending.
It
so,
is a cute movie. I watch it a thousand times.
Yeah.
And how about
so
the
that
one
was...
that had Ralphie where you'll shoot your eyes out? What was that called? The Christmas Story
I think that was it. Yeah, that is a good one. Yes, I love all of those. And I also, a guilty pleasure, I'm going to just go ahead and fess it up. I love those soggy Christmas they're so cheesy. The Christmas movies that now I see on CBS, they do one.
Hallmark,
I love
Lifetime,
them. Yes,
Bounce,
any of those
BET,
special.
Yes.
They
all
have,
of them.
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
What were you going to say, Barry? I think they're cheesy,
they
but what do you think?
One with Holly Robinson Pete. I don't know the title, but has Holly Robinson Pete, and she has an autistic child. And in real life, she has an autistic child. And
that
it
must
is
be a
very
good one.
Well done and very Hallmarky. I'm not sure if it's Hallmark, Lifetime, Bounce, BET, whichever one of those, but it's on one of those channels. I'm 99% sure it's Lifetime, though, but very good.
But who started this trend of these holiday movies? Wasn't it Hallmark? Because I see, folks, they are really good with those stories. And they're all very formulaic. It always starts with two people who can't stand each other. every single one of them.
That's not fair, Carrie. There's about three plots. But anyway, one is based on the Christmas story. One is based on the Harley Quinn romances. And then the other plot, they're doing some twists and turns and adding, dimension and people with characters.
Well, they're adding diversity as well.
Yes.
Meaning people of color you see on there. So that's kind of nice.
Color, lifestyles, communities, all of it, it's in there.
That's true.
So there's no excuse not to watch these.
Yes, they're really heartwarming because you already know how they're going to turn out. And if the ending is a surprise to you, you need to hand over your movie cards because you are awful because these are all so clearly drawn and
mapped out,
but it's fun.
But see, Carrie, it comes to me. Okay, so remember in the beginning I was saying how I told my kids we are the Santas in this house type of thing. That's what Hallmark did. I was ahead of my time. It's like,
really?
You know you're going to get this kind of movie. Right. And voila, you do. So I'm feeling really good
should. And it is a popular thing because, like I was saying earlier, CBS, I think, is joined the bandwagon. Now they put on these movies, these Christmas movies each week as well, because a lot of folks do. I think what it is that, and you guys out there listening, is it that we just want to, be comforted, a warm blanket during the holidays, and those movies make you feel good. If you
a pursuit of happiness, it's guaranteed happiness.
Yes, I love that. And Mary, that's because no matter how you are feeling, those movies will uplift you. If you are feeling not so great, it's the holidays, you're by yourself, those movies make you long for happier times.
And so they might be wistful, but they are endearing. And if you are already in that mindset, then it's just going to make that, you know, even greater for you. So I think they meet you wherever you are in a weird way or a surprising way. What do you think about that, Mary Reed?
I think you are absolutely correct, and I will add to it that the other thing that I personally get out of them is that, you know, some creative ideas as far as decorating or things to do in the wintertime or especially, you know, around Christmas. Like I saw the Christmas crack recipe on there and the secret to – you know, making popcorn strands and that type of stuff. You got to use day-old popcorn. You know, stuff like that. It's Hallmark. Thank you. Or Lifetime, or Bounce, or BET, whatever.
They're going to love you because you have given all of them equal time on this Hair Radio Morning Show. Well, listen, I just also have to say, let me just remind all the folks out there, if you are just tuning in to this broadcast, you are listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It's our special Christmas coverage right here on this program. I'm Carrie Hines, and with me is a very special guest. I'm going to say guest co-host. She's no stranger to the broadcast. It's the one and only Mary Reed Johnson of Hair Head Heart, who helps me on so many broadcasts. She's always here pitching in and lending her voice to just keep us all so positively motivated. And so we're just happy to welcome you to the show. Again, Mary Reed Johnson, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
I'm just super pumped to be here. Absolutely. Every time.
Well, thank you so much. Now, let's take a moment. Mary, we always have to check in with you on the amazing work that you're doing. Aside from the Hair Radio Morning Show, even though that's enough, but we're happy that all the things that you do at Hair Head Heart, just remind everybody a little bit about your work.
Well, I'm part consultant, part safety specialist, and all cosmetology focus. Well, I always say hair focused. So that's where the hair, head, and heart thing comes in. And I really have a big concern about the safety of the service providers in the profession. And so I offer classes and consulting and that type of stuff for lay people, but especially the service providers, so that you can steer your career and it won't end abruptly because you are overexposed to, you know, whatever chemicals, or you didn't plan financially, or, you know, those types of things. So I offer those types of enlightenment, we'll say, through Hair, Head, and Heart.
Well, listen, you will be plenty busy these days with dealing with all that's happening out there in the world. You guys know what I'm talking about. So, yes, when you talk about safety, that's number one. And so I just appreciate hearing that, especially looking out for these service providers, because most of the time they're so busy providing the services that they don't take time to be thinking about themselves.
No, and they're not trained that way, and the laws aren't set up that way, on and on and on. But that'll be another discussion. This is Christmas time.
Well, this is true. But you know what? I love what you said, because I think about it like this. You want to have a safe and healthy Christmas, and I think that's what we're demonstrating this morning on the show. So really good stuff. Mary Reed Johnson, good stuff.
Thanks, Jerry.
So, yes, and I love this, that it is coming down the line. This is our last live broadcast today. We're here till 9 o'clock Eastern time. That's 8 o'clock Central Time Zone, and we are just celebrating. We've been playing a lot of the Christmas songs, as you know, and we will continue throughout this broadcast. Yes, so we talked a little bit about that in recent days. But, Mary, I got to remind everybody, what's your all-time, if you just have one of those songs that you absolutely got to listen to every Christmas?
Just one?
That would be hard to do, right?
Yes. Well, I can, there's like a few, but I'll give you just one if I have to choose. This one is just super excellent. The best thing for your ear hole ever. The Temptations, Silent Night.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Well, I'll tell you what, that I love that, and I'm going to remember that one. Now, I'll tell you what I've been playing, and some of you sharp ear listeners, or we say our super fans, already know where I'm going with this, because you tuned in yesterday and heard me play it. But yes, this is one of my songs, and I'm going to get it back over. My number one, and I thought about it, I said, well, I'm not sure completely that it's a Christmas song, but I kind of like it. And I think it kind of, you know, it has a special meaning today. And it's called, I'm going to just toss it out there. It starts with a familiar word that you probably know. Mary? Mary, Did You Know is the song. Okay, yes, you guys got it from me.
Yeah.
You heard of that song,
Are
Mary?
Are you going to play it? Are you going to torture it?
We'll figure it out.
I have a song in my heart, but it has a little problem when it gets to the throat area, but that is a song.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is more of a problem when it gets to our ears. No, I'm kidding. I am kidding, Mary. No, you can sing.
Dear.
I like your voice. You have a great tone. No, let me tell you, I love that song. And we've been playing it on throughout the broadcast, and of course we'll get it on for you guys. Again, we'll that song, how can we not? So we'll put it into, make sure that you guys hear it in just a bit. But I love it for the reasons that the message in the song is beautiful. It's a beautiful message. And it's just very stirring to the soul when you listen to those words. How can you not be moved? And when you matched it.
I was going to say, is there a version by the guy? I shouldn't interrupt, but... he has a voice of an angel, and he has got the knot on his head. Oh, gosh.
You're not talking about Neo.
No, he's an older guy.
Oh, okay.
I'll try to find it, Carrie. Sorry.
Yeah, find that. But I'll tell you my favorite version, and I talked about this as well. There are a lot of people who sang it. So if you Google this, you'll be scanning through different versions for days. But my version is probably not what you would think by whom I have come to love the song even more. And that is the version I uncovered with the one and only Kenny Rogers, who we lost recently as well.
Yeah.
So Kenny Rogers sings the song with, and I guess mine is a country version, but I didn't know that at the time. But Kenny Rogers sings it with the one and only Winona Judd.
I could see that being beautiful.
Oh, it's a song. Wow. So we're going to get it on for you.
Okay, I did think of my guy, though. Aaron Neville.
Oh, Aaron Neville. Well, of course. Aaron can sing the phone book. So, you know, he has that kind of a voice. We love him so much. And Linda Rothstein, he's always singing with, too. I would love to have heard the two of them together sing this song. But so I'll tell you what, let me get on the one and only. I'll tell you what, we'll be right back. I'm going to go ahead and play this version, this song. Again, Mary, did you know which? My last quick question before, quick comment before we put on the song. Mary, did you know that was a Christmas song?
Yeah. Well, did you know such and such as your baby boy, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Definitely a Christian baby.
Oh, no, not Christian. Christmas, though. Yeah, right. It's
Christmas.
The birth of Jesus that they talk about.
Definitely,
right.
Yeah.
So that
absolutely.
Would...
Thank you.
baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face.
To rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. Yes, it is Wednesday morning, December 22nd of 2021. And I've been having a pretty good time today on the show. As you guys know, we've been celebrating Christmas not one day, but 2 days. We started yesterday on Tuesday, the 21st of December, and we're carrying it over into today's broadcast. We're here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central. And I'm first bringing back to the line the Harlem World, who's been kind of stepping in to help us kind of keep the show moving along. He is the man behind the Harlem Will Report. And Harlem, we want to just get you back in there. Good morning again, and welcome again to the broadcast. Welcome back, I should say.
Yes, good morning, good morning. Thank you for welcoming me back. I hope we're ready for the news report that I'm bringing up. Should I take it away?
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to check in with you shortly on that. Now it's time for a wonderful, wonderful contributor who recently started here on the broadcast. She's from right here in Brooklyn, New York. So she's on the other side of town. Brooklyn's huge, folks, out there. Let me just make sure and make that real clear. But it is my honor to welcome back to the broadcast as well the amazing Shakora Rodriguez-Day. She is I call her the lady loctician out there, just doing big things, big, big, big things, and doing so much more than that as well. She has a shop. She's done so much and been a big part of the natural hair scene. So, Shakora, I wanted to do a personal introduction. We want to walk Harlem Will back and introduce him to our show lineup and folks. So we've been kind of introducing him to the folks who are with us on a regular basis here at the broadcast. And so I wanted to introduce Harlem Will, meet Shakora Rodriguez Bay. Shakora, meet
Harlem
Will.
Hello.
Hello.
Very nice
great,
to meet
great.
You.
Great, nice to meet you. Thank you. Likewise, yes. Likewise. How's everything?
Everything is great. Everything is great. I really can't complain.
Awesome.
And
fantastic.
How was everything?
Oh, I'm sorry?
I said, how is everything for you?
Oh, everything is going great. Doing this new slot with Kerry Hines, who I've worked with back in the past, and we all know Kerry Hines is, he's an excellent guy, man. This guy has a lot of hair video news and a lot of information.
I'm sending the check off today, Harlem Will. Listen, I thank you so much. And Shakora, it's great to have you on board as well and to be, and Shakora, yeah, we've got some stuff out there too. We've got some videos we've done and all of that. So all of us, we're one big happy family, and that's exactly why I wanted to make sure that we all know who everybody is on our roster. So this is just great. And to, so now first let me lead in with this. I know, Harlem Will, we're going to get to you in, at about 8:30 with the next Harlem Will Report. We'll take a couple minutes to do that. Shakora, let's turn to you. And I want to just get it across to everybody because as I was just saying, Shakora, she's a lactation, but she does so much more. Can you just, I take it for granted that everybody understands a little bit of what locks are all about and natural hair, but where does it go on the spectrum of natural hair, if that makes any sense? How can you explain locks, if you can, to our listening audience, for those folks who may not know?
Yes, I sort of defined locks in the title of my salon, which is Sophisticated Lock Salon, just to let people know that, to change the narrative of, locks being derogatory to something that is sophisticated and beautiful. Natural hair is beautiful, I cultivate natural hair, on a daily basis. It's a part of my life. It's been a part of my life for the last 30 plus years without me telling my age.
Okay.
Right, we feed it the right products, and essentials and, So you cultivate natural hair, it complements you, And so,
yes,
that's how I define it. That's how I define it.
Well, I love it. And that is the idea. And as you pointed out, 3 decades in the business, you've seen a lot. I remember back in the day, we came out about 25 years ago with the Hair Radio Show. And at that time, locks, it's come a long way. Back then, I remember on the broadcast and on the Hair Radio Show, we used to have folks who were doing locks out of Orange, New Jersey. And I remember back then, it was mostly power to the people kind of thing to me. It was more, it's just different. It seems now it's turned a little bit, I don't like to say the T word, trendy, but it just seems that it's just evolved. How's that word?
It has evolved because, originally, locks go back centuries, but when the Rastafarians started wearing caps and, wasn't really acceptable. It was for them, it was also a spiritual journey.
Exactly.
And it still is a spiritual journey. For most of us,
I love their locks too. I like the uncultivated, if you will, the free form. I love it. I love both. I love all of it, so good stuff. Well, Shakora, now talking about Sophisticated Lock Salon, you mentioned the address and stuff, and I want folks to know this is your first time. This is my first time really saying this on the air today. Okay, but you're about to hear a big announcement. Harlem Will, are you ready?
I'm listening.
He's saying goodbye. All right. He's up in Harlem listening. Okay. Shakura and I, I am literally going to take everybody on a brand new hair journey. So I am so excited. Shakura, we are going to be bringing our mic and my camera.
Yep.
So get ready. Yep. I'm coming over. I cannot wait to come to Sophisticated Locks. I'm so excited. It's been a long time since I've had a chance to visit you over there. So I'm excited to. Yes, I want to come back and, you know, do something, a brand new hair journey. And we're going to bring everybody along with us on this new hair journey. So I'm super hyped about it. It's the first hair journey I've taken in a while. So I'm choosing to do it at Sophisticated Lock Salon. So is that not nice?
That is amazing. I am very, very excited
yes.
about that.
Yes.
You know, appointment. And it's going to be wonderful.
Now, I also want to talk. Well, thank you for that. Now, I want to bring up a little bit of the newsy kind of stuff. We have to make sure and do that. We've been talking, you know, folks, we've done a lot of stuff, a lot of coverage this year on so much of what the salons have had to deal with, you know. As the Harlem always is the elephant in the room, but I just want to say that the salons have done so much more to be careful and all of that. Now, am I understanding... But don't you have some masks that you guys have done, that you've created for folks? Can you tell us about the masks? Because I really want folks to know this.
I have. It seems that, you know, because of the holiday season, once that kicks in, you know, because I'm a multi-dimensional artist, I'm not just a loctician, I'm also a doll sculptor, and I started the mask when they became essential, when it became necessary for us to wear them. You know, they're a major part of our wardrobe now. You know, we're expected to wear them to keep safe. So I started Sophisticated Lock Salon carry the masquerade of masks and fabulous face coverings. So, you know, in the salon, it's a salon, but now you see dolls in the salon and you see them. The masks are on display, and there's a big variety of masks, and they're not just, you know, it's a way. I've created the masks as a way to make wearing them fun. You want it. You get excited when you see them because they're not just your ordinary cloth mask. You know, they have very vibrant patterns. They have beads on them, so. They're really a beautiful accent, and they accentuate your wardrobe. If we have to wear these masks over our beautiful faces, they should be fabulous, you know. So I've added trim to them, and you know, certain embellishments and that type of thing. So you know, when you get a chance, go to on Facebook Masquerade of Masks and Fabulous Face Coverings, and you get to see the variety of masks that we are producing and, you know, making available to the public. Yeah.
And what I'm going to ask for Shakura to do is to allow us to put some of those amazing masks and beautiful masks in our store at the hairradio.com website as well. So that'll be nice. So folks can get to it as well while they're right here and listening around the clock to our 24-hour network as well. So listen, I have to say, yes, go right ahead, Shakura. Were you jumping in?
Well, no, what I was just going to add to that is that because it's the holiday season and because it's such an affordable, you know, product, are coming by and they're purchasing masks as Christmas gifts, as Kwanzaa gifts, as birthday gifts, you know, and it's like I said, it's an affordable gift. It's a beautiful gift.
Well, yeah, that is affordable. I was going to say, yeah.
It's affordable, that,
you know,
gift.
And it's beautiful.
Know, it's an affordable, it's a beautiful gift. And what it says to the person that you're giving it to is that I love and I care about you. I want you to be beautiful, but I also want you to be safe, you know. And in wearing it, you say, I love and I care about myself. So I care about myself and I care about the people around me. And I want you to be safe and well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, we will get some information up on our site at hairradio.com as well for upcoming shows. We'll be back. Now, I believe, Shakura, you and as well Harlem will, but I believe you're going to join us for the New Year's Eve celebration.
Absolutely.
So you'll get a chance to tell everybody at 10 o'clock at night all about the masks and so much more that you're working on. We're looking forward to it. So this is our New Year's Eve, you know, Dick Clark-style holiday countdown. So we're real, real excited about that. And I'm happy to have in you, Harlem Will, all the folks to join us for this big, big night. And, you know, it's a little bit of a change for me. I mean, it'll be up totally late. You know, we start the show at 10 o'clock New York time, and that's 9 o'clock if you're in the central time zone. And we're going to we've got a lot of folks. We're going to have some celebrities on. We're going to have some regular, I don't like the word regular, but we're going to have a lot of folks who tune into the broadcast. And on the regular side, the folks that you've gotten to know through the broadcast, a lot of featured guests and stuff like that, they'll be there. Everybody said they're coming on. So, and I was looking, I think Fox TV. Harlem, well, you may have seen this in gathering your news and stuff, but there was on Fox, they said they were going to cancel the channel, like the Fox, the countdown. They do a countdown as well, you know, with the ball drop. I think they canceled the gathering in New York City. Did you guys hear that? Well, I'm on with two New Yorkers. Did you guys hear that? That they were so, you know, I said, oh, wow. What do you think about that? No gathering at Times Square? Is that what I heard? You know, I got to check it out. I'm not 1,000,000% sure. How do you guys feel about that is the question. How do you feel about that, Harlem Will?
Okay. So that's interesting because considering all the measurements that they've been taking to try to let people gather in a safe manner in all places, especially considering the airport, looking at the pictures that you see at the airport, you would think since they're outside, this wouldn't be a big matter, being, you know, because people are still adhering to safety standards and safety measures as well. So it's now a little... It just comes off weird now. You know, you guys are just...
Well, no, let
like
me clarify because I have to say, I don't think it's weird at all because I understand. But, Shakura, first, how do you feel about it? What do you think?
Well, I think it's a sad period where, you know, this is sort of the pinnacle of a lot of people's... you know, year, they look forward to going to Times Square, you know, and it is outdoors, you know. And so it is a requirement that people are vaccinated and, you know, so it should, I'm sad if, I'm not sure if it's canceled, but if it has been canceled, you know, it's sort of sad because it's a celebratory event that is outdoors.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I don't know if it's canceled either. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it's canceled either, but...
I love, you know, I love even just sitting home and looking at the people out there, you know, and I celebrate with them right here from my couch most times, you know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, I hope it's not true, and I hope that, you know, it will continue, you know, And, so
and I understand both of your points. Yeah, you're both correct. The thing is, they have been taking a whole bunch of precautions. And you're right on a big hand, Harlem Will, on that too, because maybe, you know, you would expect and you would believe that since you're outside. See, my thing about the outside thing, I've been to that Times Square New Year's Eve ball drop. And let me just say, first, this today, like this weather now, to me, this is a heat wave compared to the times I've been out here.
Right.
I mean, it is cold. And what's so bizarre about it, let me tell you why it's kind of weird. Well, I'll give you the weird part, Shakura. And that is okay. That it's a lot of people, as you guys know, but when I've been there long before the pandemic, I hate to say that word, but there you go, long before it kind of came in, everybody would be packed at Times Square. So at that time, there was no social distancing. It wasn't necessary. But can you imagine? Yeah. We were literally on top of each other. There were people everywhere you could turn. And then once the midnight hit, it was like empty. It was like people, you know, started disappearing right away.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you can – I mean, how do they check all the people coming in to see that they're vaccinated? I don't know how they do what they do. But I think this goes back.
Card, right?
What was that, Shakura?
You have to have a vaccine card. So you can come in by showing that you have a vaccine card. And then you can also, they can. So don't have as many people come in.
I was about to say, that's a lot of people. You're going to be checking the card. I mean, you're talking about Times Square and New Year's Eve celebration. But I mean, I guess this is what is required, right?
They do that anyway. They check everyone, make sure that people aren't bringing backpacks in. And, they have certain people.
Yeah, times have changed. Wow.
I know.
Wow, all right.
And they reduce the capacity of the amount of people that can come in, you know, it could probably still come off. I mean, that's my hope.
Okay. All right, folks, listen, I'm loving the talk. Let me just bring everybody up to speed this morning. All right. You are listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Yes, we're live on this Wednesday morning, December 22nd of 2021. It's our show number 648. Really, this is our last live broadcast of 2021, the last one for this year. And but we will be back New Year's Eve, so technically we'll be back on the air in about a week. New Year's Eve night, starting at 10 o'clock for that special countdown celebration, so I'm real excited about that. Now, speaking of show number 648, we are going to celebrate on show number 650, so in two more shows. So when we return to the airwaves in January, we come back on January 4th. That's a Tuesday morning. It's show number 649. And then Wednesday, we'll be celebrating 650, our 650th broadcast. And with that being said, I just want to remind everybody, Shakura, I announced it this morning. We have done, this year in 2021, we have produced 131 episodes of this very broadcast, about 400 hours, more than most podcasts could ever dream, that are out there. So we've done a lot, 131 episodes. Is that not something?
Yeah, so I'm
super excited. Well, that's one item. As you guys know, in Harlem Will, we produce the Vet Talk radio show on Tuesdays. I've created a bunch of programming along the way, as you guys see. A lot of this is over at our website at hairadio.com, pronounced Hair Radio, just one R in the middle, so check it out when you can. And in a moment, so, we'll take a commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to take a moment and turn over to Harlem Will for a quick Harlem Will report, and then there's more with Shakura Rodriguez-Day. I've got some hair questions for you this morning before we go, Shakura, so don't get too comfortable. We're going to put you on the hot seat this morning. That's coming up right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we got the folks at Fix Your Feet, Docs, with a quick commercial, and stay with us.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think.
Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
It's time to rise and shine with The Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live on this Wednesday morning, December 22nd, 2021. I'm bringing to the line Shakora Rodriguez-Day. She is out of Brooklyn, a loctician. Yes, hi, good morning, and welcome back. And also, we have a gentleman joining us, and we've been kind of chatting with him all morning long. He is out of New York as well, from Manhattan. His name is Harlem Will, and he has the Harlem Will Report, which he, you know, talks about all kinds of wonderful cultural things and different things to get our attention here in the mornings, and we're real excited to bring him to the line. And then we're going to have Shakora Moore with you, so stay on the line. Let's all kind of, take a listen to this Harlem Will Report. Good morning, and Harlem Will, welcome again back to the show as well.
Good morning, good morning. Thanks for having me. Welcome to the Harlem Real Report.
Yes, so please, go right ahead. What have you got for us today?
All right. We're going to start off with a quick rundown of the scores from the NBA last night. So, of course, I'm in a celebratory mood because my New York Knicks defeated the Detroit Pistons 105-91. And then the Indiana Pacers lost to the Miami Heat 125-96. Then the New Orleans Pelicans defeated the Portland Trailblazers 111-97. The Dallas Mavericks defeated the Minnesota Timberwolves 114-102. And the LeBron James Lakers continue to struggle as they lost to the Phoenix Suns 108-90. NBA wrap up. And two more quick stories. So it has just been announced by the FDA, the Food Drug Administration has approved the first injectable treatment for HIV pre-exposure prolifics, providing another option to help individuals at risk to avoid sexually transmitted HIV. The drug called Apretude will be available to at-risk adults and adolescents who weigh at least 77 pounds and have tested negative for HIV immediately beforehand, the FDA announced this Monday. And so that's a bit of a good news. And then now the only somber story that I have to give everybody is the Megan Good and Devon Franklin situation. So unfortunately, Megan Good and Devon Franklin have filed for divorce after 9 years. It is a terrible news. Not terrible news, of course, for her. It's terrible news. But it's unfortunate news for everybody who are fans of this couple, because we were all rooting for them to go the distance, and it looked like it was going strong for a while. But after a lot of consideration, Good being 40 and Franklin being 43, it is coming to an end. And it's just an unfortunate situation in this holiday spirit. That is the Harlem Wheel Report. Back to you,
okay,
Carrie.
All right. Good job on that, Harlem Wheel. The only thing I would suggest is that with that Megan thing and all of that, listen, you never know if folks are going to get back together. Let me just go ahead and put it out there like that. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed. We're still rooting for this wonderful couple. These are great folks out there in the way of pop culture and all that. On the sports, good stuff. So, you know, for those sports heads out there, thank you so much. Good report. Turning over back to Shakora Arbe. Well, I'm going to throw in your old name, Shakora Arbe. But it's Shakora Rodriguez-Bay from Brooklyn right here in Brooklyn, New York. She is, I call you Loctician Extraordinaire. But you know what? You reminded us. You do a lot. You are truly an artist. When we say an art, we call everybody an artist these days, but it doesn't really apply to everybody. In your case, it does. Right. You're very creative. From the moment I met you, you were doing creative things. That's really the truth.
Yes,
Shakora. Oh, did we lose you, Shakora? Yes.
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, yes. So, I was just saying, when it goes back through my mind, the moment that I first laid eyes on Shakora, she touched on it a while ago before the Harlem Wheel Report, but, yeah, she creates these gorgeous, beautiful dolls. Well, you call them soft sculptures, which you guys can see. We have a video together out there on YouTube, so you can always go and search for it on YouTube. If you look up the Hair Radio Show page or Carrie Hines, I think I have a page out there that I have to pay a little bit more attention to in 2022, which I will. But we have some videos out there that you'll see. So really good stuff. But how do you describe them? Because, you know, once upon a time, I think you before you didn't like the word doll so much. So that's changed. Tell us. Okay.
Okay, yeah. So it's not that I didn't like the word doll, but in my thinking, a doll was something that was like, something that a child would play with. And the sculptures that I make, they're a little more elevated. You wouldn't really give it to a young child, it has too many small parts, because they're embellished, they have beaded trim and, earrings and that type of thing.
I was just going to say that they seem to have more, some of them have like different meanings behind them. It's not all. So I just felt, it didn't seem like to me to be in that category with just a, like a baby doll type thing, where people are playing with doll type stuff.
Doll.
So.
But
they are gorgeous and beautiful. Yeah.
Right. I had to redefine. I had to understand the meaning of the word play. You know what I mean? Because I associated it's always something that you play with. But even as adults, we have playthings. And so that's sort of how I describe them.
Okay.
So it's okay.
Well,
to use the word doll. It's okay to use the word
okay.
doll. But the
good
that it's not a child's toy. You know what I mean?
Yes, gotcha. Well, listen, I think this sounds great, and we're going to, kind of inform folks as we kind of move along a little bit.
on all of what Shakora Rodriguez Bay is all about here in Brooklyn, New York. As I said, I'm going to embark upon this new hair journey over at Sophisticated Locks. I'll be picking up and packing up and going across town very soon. We'll keep you informed right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I'm real excited. So really good stuff. Now, as promised a little while ago here on the broadcast, we're putting Shakora Rodriguez Bay on the hot seat with some great hair talk before we close out and end the show for this this year. I mean, it's hard for me to even say that, but this year. Shakora, I did want to ask you about the, you know, folks, are they coming in still for to get their hair done for the, you know, New Year's Eve? Have people started? Like, have you noticed an uptick at the salon?
Absolutely. Absolutely. People
wow.
are calling, you know, all day trying to get it, you know.
Get
and,
their hair
you know,
done
we work by,
for the new year.
Yes, we work by appointment. So, you know, a lot of the appointments that are in place now were set up last month. And so we encourage people to make your appointment. Because if you call last minute, you very well may not get in. Now, we do get a lot of calls, and although we do have appointments when we're pretty booked, people do cancel for whatever reason, and then you know a slot will open.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Yeah, slot is open up. So we do have a waiting list, and we'll call a person, you know, and say, hey. We have an appointment that opened up. Are you available on this date and this time? And people are grabbing it. So you can go
wow.
to Instagram, Sophisticated Locks Salon on Instagram, and in the bio is a link where you can look at the schedule. You can see, you know, you can see that we're booked. But if you check it on a daily basis, you'll also see when a spot opens up because people do cancel, and you know spaces do become available. We're
wow.
also hiring because, you know,
really?
We are also hiring. So, you know, we're also going to do the training because we need to hire so that we can accommodate more people. So, you know, so there is an uptick. So, the issue is that people call last minute. They want to get in. Now, people who don't know, they'll call and they'll say, hey, you have any appointments today? Do you do walk-ins? Do you have anything this week? And because it's such short notice, we may or may not have an availability. But
wow.
we'll let you know. So, you know, so we'll put you on a waiting list. You know, I mean, if you're willing to wait, you're trying to get in before the holidays, you know, we'll put you on a waiting list. And, you know, it's not impossible. It can definitely happen.
Wow. Well, I tell you something. This is what – I guess this is – you know, to me, I forgot that this is like the Super Bowl of hair, really. I mean, this holiday
yeah.
period. Because even
yeah.
if you're home, you know, even if you're doing the Zoom stuff, you still, your head is there most of the time. And you want
right.
to look your best, right?
You want to
and I don't know about you folks.
Fresh.
You yes,
know, towards
fresh,
the end
exactly.
of the year, going into the next year, you want that freshness. You know.
You know
so.
What? You really are right. Wow, Shakora,
yeah.
you really hit it. You hit it on the head, literally. And I'll tell you something, because it made me think. I'm like, well, hold it. You know what? This still, folks want to look good. And
yeah.
are you one of those who is like a traditionalist? Do you make sure the house, like, you know, my family? I've mentioned it like all throughout the broadcast today. My family, you know, we're from North Carolina, so from the South. And I remember how they were primarily, you know, we had to, there were certain things that we did. I think my mom cooked black-eyed peas and collard greens and all this kind of stuff on New Year's Eve, in addition to a whole bunch of meat. I'm not going to even mention that meat she cooked at this time, but those wonderful traditions. But there was one thing I remember for New Year's Eve. I remember that the first person coming through the door, I mean, we were really big on this. And it was not, it's not nice looking back because it would be considered sexist these days. But at those times, way back when I was a kid, they would always insist that I forget if it was a lady. One of them, I think it was the, you had to let the man in first. It was some crazy stuff that nobody does these days. But did you ever hear of anything so crazy?
I mean, you know, I was raised in the same, with the same, you know.
Well, you heard of that? Okay, thank you.
Yes, I have, but I have not continued it. You know?
No. I wouldn't say, you know what, let's be clear on that, folks. Please do not do that.
Do not.
No. Okay.
Some people are still practicing those traditions, you know. I've heard people say to me, who came to your house first thing, don't let, you know, I'm like, listen. I don't subscribe to all of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's we've taken it a bit too far.
Right. I will clean. I'll make sure my floors are clean. I'll make sure the house is clean. You know, and then this New Year's Eve, you know, I'm going to be rocking with you. So, you know, I'm going to do my little
cooking. Yes, you will. Yes.
Get comfortable.
Yes.
I'm
going to
get in my favorite
pajamas.
I may have a little champagne. You know,
we're going to have a toast. We're going to all do a big electronic toast at New Year's, you know. And that's the thing, Shakora. But I love what you just said, and you just made me realize, yeah, I will be – I'm still going to practice the good habits, like you said, making sure the house is nice and tidy. And I make sure all my laundry will be done. I will have it done earlier that day for sure. And all those wonderful things. I love that part. And those are some of the positive aspects of the traditions that that we've grown, you know, from generation to generation have been passed down. I'm excited. And for Christmas, you know, today we had on so much talk about the holidays we played. I think I even dug up the song again. You know, I think I put on Mariah, I put on this Christmas stuff, I put on some of the biggest songs that, you know, that I just meant something to me.
Yes, Mary, Did You Know? I heard that one. You know, the Brass did a good job with that one.
I was trying to, you know what? I was saying before, I don't know if you heard on the show, that song has been covered and recorded by so many people.
Uh-oh.
I said, good grief. Everybody sings this song. But so I haven't heard the Braxton's version, but, it, you know, they can all sing. I haven't even heard a bad version of it ever. That's what's so good about it. Yeah, I've not heard a bad version. The version that I played, it doesn't sound like a country song, but it is by two country artists.
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I love Kenny Rogers' voice and Wynonna Judd. Yeah. So, they're big time people.
Do yourself a favor and find the Braxtons. Version of
the
Braxtons, Toni Braxton, you know, hands down, she is a
Tony. I play a lot of Toni on this show. I have her new song too. Yeah,
it's so beautiful.
Yeah,
and you know, yeah.
It's a great song. It's
a time and all time really.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah,
to be listening.
Which is really interesting because, to me, it's not every song that seems like it can just be sang by so many different genres. But that's one that definitely fits every genre that I've heard. And like I said, I played a country version, and it still sounds pretty good. So good stuff. So I will check out that. So the Braxton, I was just thinking as you were mentioning the Braxtons. I remember one of them was supposed to be, I was supposed to do an interview right here on the show. I've had a few folks that we were supposed to get on the show, and we just couldn't make it work out. But, one of the Braxtons, she had released a hairline, and she was supposed to be on the Hair Radio show. So her folks had agreed to come on the broadcast. And same thing, I also had before she's kind of blown up a bit. and I can't even think of her name, but she's on The Real Housewives of Atlanta now. And I think she was then as well, but she's gotten a little bigger on the show. So we wish everybody well. I've had other folks from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Cynthia was on our show, and she helped me to really relaunch the Hair Radio Morning Show. I remember she came on with her then to promote a book with her then husband, Peter, at that time. And so we've had some great things. Even today's broadcast, we were able to get on a little bit of, I think we pulled out some Matthew. We pulled out everybody that we could find to get the show going this morning. And it's been a pretty good show. I've enjoyed it. Yeah. So now, Shakura, what were you going to say?
I said this is a very important, significant platform that you've
created. It is. Thank you.
So,
and it means something. And I really, I'm loving it.
Yeah. You know, it's an opportunity to be heard and to, you know, and get your point across to, you know, the masses.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
And most of it. Yeah, I thank you. Thank you for that. And like I said, 131 episodes this year alone. That's commitment. You know, you
and
can't say I don't commit.
Yes, that's commitment, dedication, love, you know. So congratulations, Carrie, and thank you so much
for
including me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is the thing. We want to continue to follow Sophisticated Locks, and we are going to, once we kick in January, when we come back, I know you'll be with us on New Year's Eve, and we're looking forward to that. And in January, we've got a whole roster of folks joining us. We've got, you've heard the commercials here on fixitfeet.com. Dr. Yolanda Ragland will be with us, and she talks about foot care like no one can talk about foot care. She's a wonderful, beautiful African-American lady who is just super educated, super smart, whip smart, and just very kind, and she is an entrepreneur's best friend. And so we just love her here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. She'll be with us on January 18th, so that is a Tuesday morning. She usually comes on about 8 o'clock. But I'm going to see if we can move her up just a tad. So we'll let you know a little closer to the date. But yeah, she'll be with us on the 18th for sure. And then we also have in January, Miracle Doctor from the Gorilla Glue story. Yes, you've seen the post. He will be back. So he'll be back to tell us what's going on these days with Tessica Brown. So I'm real happy he's out in Beverly Hills. So we usually have him all the way out in California. And he's a very successful doctor, and we're super, super hyped. He does a lot of charitable work. So you guys can hear our original interview that we did. We're looking at this whole story 1 year later. So this is that's what I love about the Hair Radio Morning Show, is that we have so much, and we've been doing this for 25 years, that we have a plethora, a big archive, so I can just dig in and we can revisit stories. We're unlike a lot of the other podcasts that are out there and people on radio and stuff doing things. You know, I can pull from my own archives and we can revisit these stories. We don't just talk and, you know, and just talking out our other side and just calling it a day. We continue to promote, educate, inform. You know, so we want folks to wake up with us each day here, you know, live. It's been a great year. I look forward to the New Year's Eve special. I look forward to 2021. And we've got some other folks joining. So I have a big lineup. We have a wonderful person. If you believe in the stars, we have a great astrologer joining us as well. She'll be with us early part of January. We've got we've got a lot of people who are with us on a regular basis. They're coming back to do January shows. So we will keep you informed. I myself am restarting our 24-hour network. Should be really, we're doing a soft launch probably in the next week or so. So I'm real excited about that. In addition to the 3-hour broadcast that we're on live each morning, we'll also, of
on our separate platform over at hairradio.com, we'll be on the air around the clock, 7 days a week. So I'm real excited. Mm-hmm. We'll keep you informed of that. So lots of things happening in the new year. Now, this New Year's Eve statewide, Chip is going to join us. Of course, we've got folks from the West Coast joining us. Sam Enon is expected to be on there as well. Just a lot of folks are going to be dropping by just to, you know, shout us out. Happy New Year. So,
yeah.
Got to work that on in. So, Shakur, what about you? What are you looking forward to in 2021? You've got so many things that you do. So what are you looking forward to in 2021?
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to continuing doing the great work that we do at Sophisticated Lock Salon, which is cultivating. I'm looking forward to continuing my production of masks and fabulous face
covers.
I'm also putting together a workshop for children on mask making, because I think it's really important to empower our children. This class is going to be for children from 8 to 11.
Wow.
And teaching them, you know, and grooming them to become entrepreneurs at an early age. 'Cause what I find is that the children are, you know, aren't getting, you know, the basic home skills that we used to have in school, you know, home economics. And we made cookies and we learned how to sew. We did those things. Those things are gone. So so what happens, you know? So we have to take the, you know, take the mantle and, you know, we have to try and, you know, give these skills that we have, that we harness, and try to, you know, give them to the youth and let them know that they are young entrepreneurs and they can, you know.
Well, listen, we are going to be turning to you to lead the charge on that in our upcoming episodes right here. I just want to again say thank you to everybody who's been a big part of our success this year. Again, this is the last live episode in 2021. Of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll see you back here in 2022. We'll be back here again, New Year's Eve special at night, and then on Tuesday, January 4th, we return 6 in the morning. So do tune in. I just want to thank everybody, all of our program hosts, all of our amazing legacy advertisers and our monthly advertisers, our supporters, our fans, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just everybody, we wish you Merry Christmas. I'm going to go ahead and just get us on out with a Christmas outro song. So thank you so much, and Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Take care.
All right.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling.